across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk radio.
It's 1 o'clock, time for the news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Mike. Coming up, Team GB land after Rio's success. No Russia in the Paralympics. And hear the winner of this year's funniest joke.
Talk radio.
Great Britain's triumphant athletes have been met by cheering crowds as they arrive back from Rio after a record-breaking Olympic Games. They landed at Heathrow Airport in a gold-nosed passenger jet, which was filled with champagne. Adam Peaty claimed gold and silver in the pool, smashing his own world record in the breaststroke, and says it's a bit surreal.
Every time you think of it, you get goosebumps. It's, you can't explain in one single word. You know, over these next few weeks, hopefully I realise what it actually is. I mean, as I said, we have been in this bubble. It's going to be great to realise, hopefully, what I've done and put it to bed, really.
Russia won't have any athletes at next month's Rio Paralympics. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has upheld a ban over state-sponsored doping. GB Paralympic cyclist Jodie Cundy says he can understand why the decision's been made.
If it was a state-sponsored doping programme and there were Paralympic parts to that, then the IPC were in their right mind to do that. So, yeah, I understand from the fact that there are clean athletes out there. And if I was one of those clean athletes and I was in Russia and stuff, I'd be making sure heads were rolling to find out exactly what was going on so I could compete at the Games.
The father of a British boy who was killed in a grenade blast at an apartment in Sweden said he'd only just celebrated his 8th birthday. Yusuf Wasami from Birmingham died when a device was thrown through a window in Gothenburg at around 3 a.m. yesterday. Abdi Wahid Wasami says it's a miracle none of his other relatives died. The Scottish Government claims Brexit will cost the economy in Scotland more than £11 billion every year. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says it shows that the country's relationship with the European Union needs to be protected. People there and in Northern Ireland back staying in the EU, whereas England and Wales back leaving. The man who oversaw the collapse of BHS has been banned from driving for 6 months for speeding. The company's former owner, Dominic Chappell, was driving at 64 miles an hour in a 40 zone in Hampshire in April. Outside court, he was asked about the 11,000 BHS workers who've lost their jobs since the chain entered administration.
I feel very sorry for them, as I said publicly at the inquiry. But I'm afraid British Council was a very difficult turnaround operation for us. We failed in doing that and we did regret that situation. But we're not the only ones under scrutiny at the moment. I can't say anything more because we're currently in 3 investigations.
The head of the school's watchdog, Ofsted, who was recorded describing the Isle of Wight as a ghetto where there's inbreeding, has resigned. David Hoare stepped down with immediate effect. And the funniest joke of the Edinburgh Festival Fringe has been revealed.
So my dad has suggested that I register for a donor card. He's a man after my own heart.
That's Masai Graham, whose gag was one of 10 shortlisted by comedy critics before going to a public vote. He says it's a bit of a surprise as he's got a terrible memory.
I'm very scatty. The jokes are in my head. It's just there's no order and I don't know what joke's coming next, so therefore the audience don't know either. So it keeps me on the edge of my seat.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Very warm and sunny for England and Wales. Rain and feeling a little cooler further north in England, southern Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 29 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. There's a big night of EFL Cup action coming up. Among the 21 second round ties taking place, Chelsea host Bristol Rovers and Cheltenham travel to Newcastle. Elsewhere, Sky Bet League 2 Stevenage welcome Barclays Premier League Stoke and Burton Albion host Liverpool. In the Champions League qualifying this evening, Celtic can secure a place in this season's group stage. They lead 5-2 going into the second leg of their playoff tie with Israel's Hapoel Beersheva. Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers says it would be huge to be included in Thursday's draw.
You're talking big clubs historically in Europe and a team that has won the European Cup. You're talking Glasgow Celtic. To be back in amongst that is a great honour for Celtic.
Finally, it's reported Ian Bell could be on the verge of a return to the England Test cricket side. He's not featured for his country since November last year after being dropped before the winter tour of South Africa. It's claimed Bell is being considered after problems with England's middle order in the recent draw with Pakistan. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
OK, Sir Ian, just say, the new Fiat Professional full-back pickup with touchscreen radio, navigation system, leather seats, rear camera, 17-inch alloys and loads more. £199 per month for 2 years with other offers across the Fiat Professional range until September the 30th. OK, Sir Ian, when you're ready, think King Lear, but really fast. Sir Ian? Find out more about the fully loaded sales event at your local Fiat professional dealer. Business contract hire, Euro 5 version, initial rental 2388, excludes VAT at 20%, 24-month term, 8,000 miles per annum, promotion until 30th September 2016, subject to status. Fiat contract hire. For full T&Cs, visit fiatprofessional.co.uk.
The 21st Century Dream Team of dialogue, debate and discourse. The Two Mics on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. We are the Two Mics. He's Mike Parry. I'm Mike Graham. We're not actually supposed to be here. John Holmes is supposed to be here, but apparently he got stuck and or delayed on a train.
Yes.
And he should be here shortly, so his show will commence as soon as he gets here and as soon as we've finished interrogating him as to what on earth he's thinking of doing.
Yeah, what did he say? Is that a problem?
We've been doing a little bit of research. Yeah. Of course, it has turned out that the very, very keenly eyed people here at Talk Radio have found out all the train times, and none of them appear to have been delayed at all at any point from Edinburgh to London.
No.
So we'll have to quiz him on that. We'll have to say, well, exactly which train were you on? Were you on the 6:26 out of Waverley?
Yes.
The 6:55?
Yes.
The 7 o'clock? The 7:07?
Yeah.
The 7:30?
Some of these
trains.
The
8 o'clock.
Some of these trains can take up to 5 hours. Now, the
5 hours, 22 minutes is the 7:07.
The 7:07. That would have got him here at 12:23, right? Or he could have taken the next one, the 7:30, a bit faster, got it at 12:30. We'll go to London King's Cross. Mm. Plenty of time then to whip from King's Cross to here.
But these are all arrival times, right? So the trains have arrived.
So
he can't still be on a train.
No.
So where is he?
Well, I don't know. His name is John Holmes, right?
His name is John Holmes.
A few years ago, John Holmes was one of the... A man called John Holmes.
Yeah.
Not this same John Holmes.
Well, I don't know what you're going to say.
He's too young. Well, I'm going to say is that a man called John Holmes became one of the first and most successful players' agents in this country.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No. And do you
know... He was also a porn star.
Oh, I didn't know
John
that.
Holmes.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think he was in Deep Throat.
Oh, really? I didn't know that, yeah. But anyway, the John Holmes...
Obviously not this guy.
No, obviously not this guy. No. I mean, crikey, are you joking? Anybody paying to do that sort of work?
No.
You're only going to look at him, haven't you?
Well, indeed.
Yeah. But,
very harsh.
But anyway, what I was going to say is, guess who John Holmes' main client was?
I don't know.
Gary Lineker.
Oh, really?
They're all based in Leicester.
Right.
His other great customer was the bald-headed snooker player from Leicester.
Yes.
Keeps going bankrupt and having emotional problems.
Not Ray.
No. You know, Willie Thorne.
Oh, Willie Thorne.
And
does he keep going bankrupt?
Yeah, he does, I'm afraid.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got gambling issues.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. It's well
Are
you reported.
Sure about all that?
Well reported,
I hope so.
No problem. And I feel very sorry for Willie because he's a hell of a nice guy.
Yes.
And his third client, and these were his three top clients, was Will Carling, who became captain of England very shortly afterwards.
Well, that's not a bad little roster of people,
exactly.
Is it?
So John Holmes had this stable of Gary Lineker, Willie Thorne.
And Will Carling.
And Will Carling.
Mm.
Now, a few years later...
And was Gary Lineker's kind of career, which was quite
Gary
stellar...
Gary was in Leicester.
In the sense that...
he was in Leicester.
But he went to Japan, didn't he? He went to Spain to play.
John arranged all that. And in fact...
Which at the time was quite unusual, really.
Quite unusual. But the biggest deal that John pulled off was he got Gary Lineker... his job at the BBC.
Oh, did he? Right.
And the BBC literally said, you know, he's no experience and all that, and John arranged all the training for Gary and the media training and turned him
and
into...
And so does he still represent Gary Lineker?
Well, as far as I know he does, I don't know. Do you know what I think happened? I think John's business was then bought by another PR business, and that was bought by another PR business, because a lot of those PR businesses merged into things like Chime and all this kind of stuff, you know, really huge.
Or McLaurin Communications
Yeah, exactly. And Lord Bell sort of bought up a load, didn't he, and put them all together kind of stuff. But it was very interesting.
But it's also proof that if you are running that kind of business, you only need really one decent client. And you could live off that.
I suppose so. But no, John literally started his career in broadcasting with the BBC, and you know, everybody said, oh, he's a bit wooden and all that. Well, he's bound to be when he first started.
But he's never looked back, has he?
Never looked back at all, and, you know, model of a professional now, no problem at all.
I didn't actually see if he was covering the Olympics, because I think he did. He did some Olympics, I think, in 2012.
Yeah, I don't think he did any this time, because I think he'd had a busy summer with the, you know...
I didn't get a chance to tell you. You know, on Sunday night, I think it was.
Yes.
After we finished doing a show on TalkSport here at 11 o'clock.
And went home.
I said, I want to go home and watch the closing
ceremony.
Yes,
that's right, yeah.
And it was tipping it down with rain.
Yes.
And I could only give it about half an hour. And
right.
And it was going on for 4 hours.
Right, okay.
It was going from midnight till 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
and the people having to describe it, it was a kind of a thankless task.
Yes.
And I have to say, I just got very, very bored by it.
Yeah, well, I didn't watch any of it, actually, because by the time I got out, I was very tired that night.
Well, I just thought I should watch it, because I hadn't really watched the Olympics at all.
Yeah, well, sort of guilty conscience.
I mean,
stuff.
I now know that we won 67 medals. Yes. That's a record number for Great Britain at any overseas games. Yes. I know they've come back on a plane.
I haven't finished telling you about John Holmes yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My apologies.
John Holmes arranged Gary Lineker's transfer to Everton, which was a record at the time, okay? Uh-huh. And then arranged for him to go to Japan, as you say.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, it was very funny.
Nobody else has ever gone to Japan following his trip there, have they? I mean, from here, anyway.
Well, no household name has, I don't think. I can't remember it. It was called the J-League, wasn't it? Yeah. Anyway,
I think
so a few years later, here we are at Talk Sport, and I said, look, I said, really need a good football agent to talk to tomorrow. Could you please try John Holmes?
Yeah.
And anyway.
Was he stuck on a train?
No, it wasn't stuck on a train, no. I don't, you know, if he was stuck on a train, I'm not sure.
Are you suggesting that this may be...
I'm suggesting it needs investigation.
Untrue tale.
About an hour later, a young researcher comes back to me and he's absolutely ecstatic. Oh, I've got John Holmes. I said, oh, that's brilliant. I said, what time are you talking to him? Oh, he's coming in.
Right.
So he's coming in. I said, that's excellent. I said, why? Is he in London on business? Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, okay. And so he's coming to the studio. Right. Yeah. And it was a big issue about, you know, third party ownership or something amongst footballers and all that. I thought that would be great. You know, I think it was the breakfast show or something like that. So the next morning, four times, right, during a load of breaks, I came out of the studio, went back in and walked past Johnny Hollins, the famous Chelsea player from years back, who'd then become a manager of Chelsea and all that, you know. After about an hour and a half, somebody said to me, when do you want Johnny in? I said, I keep asking you, where is he?
Yeah.
He's that there, and he pointed to John. I said, that's Johnny Hollins.
Right.
I asked for John Holmes.
Right.
So anyway, because
was this the same kid that had booked him?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Well, you must not have enunciated it properly.
Well, exactly. I take full responsibility.
You didn't give him a hard time.
No, but as Johnny Hollins had been sitting outside for an hour and a half...
You might as well bring him in.
We thought we'd better speak to him, so we did for half an hour. So
I'm amazed he stayed that long.
Well, I as well, but he sat there as good as gold and didn't complain, didn't say, when am I on or anything like that.
Right.
And as for John Holmes, well, he didn't know anything about it because nobody had rung him, you see what I mean?
So you never did get him on?
Never got him on, no.
That's a very long-winded story.
Well, I thought you'd like to know about it.
About something that didn't happen.
About the same name,
Did you remember that story from a few years ago where the BBC News Channel had that guy who was a delivery boy or a delivery guy from a van driver or something, and they put him on thinking that he was an expert in something.
Yeah,
he turned up.
I do.
And somebody had sort of ushered him into the sort of green room.
Yes.
And
yes.
Somebody had said, oh, Mr. So and so, thank you very much, sit down. And his English wasn't particularly good. And they brought him on and they were asking him something ridiculous, like, I thought he was a scientist or something. And this guy's like a driver for Yodel or something
You
know? And he just looked so. They said to him, so, fantastic this report that you've produced. The quantum leap from, scientific, expansion of Jupiter.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of went, oh, yeah. And he kind of busked it for a while. Like he pretended he knew what he was talking about, which was even funnier.
It was funny.
It was.
And a few years back, by the way, I was reminded of this the other day when there's talking about a footballer. Yeah. Graham Souness was, I think he was manager of Southampton, and he bought a new player through an agent, so he'd never seen him.
Yeah.
Guy turns up and he puts him on, and as a substitute about halfway through the second half of a game, and realised this man had two left feet.
Right.
The guy's brother had turned up,
really.
Instead of the guy himself, and he simply couldn't play football.
There was a case of that at the Express actually after you left, because you might have left and you'd gone to New York certainly, but you might have moved on as well.
Yeah.
And the deputy editor, who you will know well, we won't name him, had seen some guy and said, "This guy's absolutely brilliant. We must hire him."
Yeah.
And
as a journalist,
as a specialist, he was going to be some medical reporter or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he'd come for an interview, and your man, the deputy editor, had seen him.
Yeah.
And so the news editor was instructed to go and hire him.
Mm.
So this went on for about a month, and he had to, get him out of the job that he was in, offer him money, and bring him down to London, get his family located. The first day he came to work, the deputy editor came out and said to the news editor, "Who's that?"
Mm.
He said, "Well, that's the guy you told me to hire." He said, "No, it's not.
Mm.
It was the wrong guy.
Wrong guy.
He hired somebody completely different." He said, "That's not the guy I saw."
How'd he made the mistake?
Well, nobody really quite figured it out.
Right.
The news editor thought that the name that he was given was right.
Good
the deputy, I think the deputy editor probably got his name wrong.
Yeah. Well, he would. He was a pompous oaf.
He was a bit, That's a bit harsh. But, And so they hired the wrong bloke. And then, because they'd hired him, they couldn't get rid of him.
Well, he can't.
And this guy had sort of come, landed himself a job. He was working for the Yorkshire Post or something.
Yes.
Landed himself a job in Fleet Street by mistake.
Funny enough, because the deputy editor we're talking about was was a Yorkshire boy.
Yes.
And he was very keen on bringing his brethren into the fold. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
All the time.
Yeah.
But that happened to me in reverse. I was told by an editor I worked with to sack somebody.
To sack someone, yeah.
And this person worked in one of the districts.
Oh, yeah.
So he was never, his face was never around the office. Mm. I rung this bloke up and sacked him. And you know, I said, well...
How long have you been working there?
About 12 years.
Right.
And I said, you know, before I did it, I said, look, this is very harsh. And I said, well, I mean, what offence has this man committed? And he went through and I said, yeah, well, I agree, it's unforgivable. Yeah. He's got to go, you know. Right. So I said, well, look, I'm really sorry, mate. He said, well, why? I said, well, it sounds unforgivable what's been going on, this kind of stuff, you know.
Did he not put up any defence?
Well, he was blubbering on the phone. Right. And all that he was telling me was that he was just having a new extension built on his house and we'd have to now have it cancelled.
Right.
And off the roof wasn't on and all that kind of stuff. And I said, look, mate, I'm sorry, that's life. You know, you got yourself in this position. What position? I said, you know that. I'm not going through
that. He must
have
hated you then.
Yeah, he must have done. Yeah, I said, I'm not going through all that again. I said, because, you know, we can't, you know. Anyway, 2 or 3 hours later, the editor comes storming into the office and said, I told you to. I said, I've done it. He's gone. He said, no, he hasn't. Come here. So I got in the newsroom and pointed to the bloke, you know. And I said, that's not the person that you told me had committed the terrible offence. And the difference was, one was called something like, you know, Martin Weiner.
Yeah.
And the other guy was called Martin Wright.
Right.
You see what I mean?
So you just knew him as Martin.
Yeah, exactly. Martin Weiner, you know what I mean? And the wrong guy went. Sadly.
Shocking. Yeah. Absolutely shocking. Cases of mistaken identity.
Well, we restored the job to the sacked man, right?
Well, you're lucky you got him in time before he threw himself into the river.
Well, yeah, but he'd already cancelled the builder's extension and it cost him another couple of grand to get a guy back and redo it.
You must still be on his list, though.
I must be.
As one horrible man. Now, John Holmes is still trapped on a train of some kind.
Trapped on a train?
He will be here,
must
I presume.
Trapped on an underground train
at some point. Otherwise, he might as well not bother. We'll just do the whole show. Mm. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
In the details, very often, is the beauty. When all these little things come together, it's the ultimate feeling of completeness.
The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor's hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £2,388.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on an 8-foot by 4-foot sheet of 18mm sheathing ply for only £14.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Eye contact on the morning commute with a total stranger? No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hampshire's M3 is still queuing after earlier problems near Winchester South around Junction 11. The accident's been recovered, but the queues are tailing back towards the Winnall roundabout at Junction 9 for the A34. The A1 in Lincolnshire is closed south in the Stoke-Rochford area. That's following a multi-vehicle accident. Congestion back to Little Ponton. We're getting reports that the A1M in West Yorkshire is queuing south towards an accident near Junction 41 for the M62. And in Wrexham, the A483 Wrexham bypass is still closed north. That's between the Halton roundabout and the A539 for recovery of an overturned lorry. I'm Jarena Adams.
Today on Talk Radio, straight after John Holmes from 4, it's Fast Lane Conversation with Sam Delaney.
It's all grist to the mill for us to get stuck into, isn't it? So why don't we?
It all kicks off with the Brothers Gould at 7. And from 10, don't miss the undisputed king of late night radio, Ian Lee.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. The 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse. The two mics on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hey! The sun goes down like a vacant dream. You're
So John Holmes is still not here?
Not here.
Not the football agent. Not talking about him.
No.
Not a porn star.
No, he's not a porn star.
The talk radio afternoon host.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, in addition to checking the times of the trains and when they got in,
yes,
we've also had a bit of research done on a service disruption. Between different parts of the railway.
Edinburgh and King's Cross.
And King's Cross. The line between Dover and Folkestone has a problem. It's set to reopen on Monday the 5th of September.
Okay.
There's an amended weekday Southern and Gatwick Express service until further notice.
Yeah.
Disruption between Weymouth and Bournemouth expected until 12:30. You see anything else there?
Line between, let me see, Liverpool Central and Southport, Ormskirk and Kirby.
Yeah.
Some disruption between Stratford and Tottenham Hale, that's in London.
Right.
I don't think that's between King's Cross and Blackfriars.
Disruption between New Cross Gate and Crystal Palace, West Croydon, East Croydon.
Yeah.
We know that line well.
Yeah.
Yeovil Junction and Salisbury.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing between. On the East Coast main line. Seems to me
very odd, really.
Yeah.
Isn't it? You know, these sort of things.
But I'm told his arrival is imminent.
Imminent. Yeah.
So we'll just have to ask him.
Okay. I mean, the other thing is, of course, on mobile phones these days, sometimes when you ring somebody, you can track exactly where they are. Can't
That's
you?
True. Yeah.
And why they're there.
Well, certainly, if there was any kind of crime committed, the police can actually know exactly where you were when you made the call because they can track the mast and everything.
They certainly can. Just while we're waiting for John's arrival, by the way. You know, I have an ongoing and deep and abiding interest in English country estates.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I do.
English country estates?
Yes, I do. Yeah. You know, like...
Well, like what?
Well, you know, like... Well,
like Clifden?
No, it's not a country estate.
Yeah, it is.
No. Places
Chequers?
Like... Chequers? Chequers.
Why not Clifden?
Sandringham.
Why not Clifden?
Yeah, Clifden's not too bad, I suppose.
Well, that's where the whole kind of Christine Keeler thing went.
It certainly was, you're right. But the ones I most like are those that were built and landscaped by Capability Brown.
Oh, yes.
And I was doing a study of some of the latest Capability Brown stuff the other day.
Yeah.
And
fascinating character.
Oh, absolutely fascinating character.
I had no idea you were interested in that.
Of course,
visit these places then?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah, I do, yeah.
What, you troll off there at the weekend?
The last one I went to was Blenheim Palace.
Oh, yeah.
Because Winston Churchill was born there.
Yes, he did.
And I was
And Jamie Blanford now runs that, doesn't he?
Jamie Blanford runs it. And do you know who lives in a huge house on the estate there?
Who?
I think it's the gentleman, Mr. Freud, the PR guru.
Oh, Matthew Freud.
Matthew Freud, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I didn't know that.
He lives in that.
I thought he was part of that Oxfordshire set.
Well, I think he is, but I think it's so big, if you see what I mean. Mm. It's around there somewhere.
Oh, really?
It is around there somewhere, yeah. But do you know that, you know, a bit like, you know, your old friend Neil Armstrong got the wrong word for... landing on the moon.
Well, you say that, but I don't agree with you.
No, he did, you know.
No, you say that he got it wrong. I don't think he did.
One small step for man, one giant step for mankind. It should have been one small step for a man.
Well, you keep saying this, but
otherwise,
I don't
is mankind.
You.
But anyway, as he told you to F off a few years later, I'm surprised
he did.
You're supporting him.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point of the story
is... That's the kind of guy I am.
The point of my story is with Capability Brown,
yes.
Who was a big, you know, expressive...
Amazing name, isn't it?
Well, this is the point, because he'd stand there and look across a load of fields into the distance, 2 or 3 miles, and he'd been asked to, you know, rebuild the grounds of some huge country estate,
right.
Which had, you know, some Viscount or something had.
And he would be basically hired to landscape it all, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, and build roads in it and everything. Yeah. I mean, you know, basically turn it into an estate.
Mm.
And he used to smoke his cigar and say, capabilities, and that's why he was called Capability Brown.
Oh, well, that wasn't his real name?
No, of course it wasn't.
Well, I assumed it was his real name.
No, but the...
Well, what was his real name, then?
Well, his real name was something like Walter Brown, you know what I mean?
Something like?
Yeah, but I don't think
you don't know, do you?
listen. I mean, he never liked people to use his name. Here, Capability Brown, landscape garden at Prior Lark near Bath, and the first known image of a railway line, because he built the first approaches to estates for railway lines, right? And that came in 1750. Now, the point is, he never meant to say capabilities. He meant to say... Possibilities.
Yeah. So it should be called Possibility Brown.
Exactly.
Which doesn't have the same ring, does it?
No, but it makes more sense, doesn't it?
No.
Do you see what I mean?
No, because Possibility Brown sounds like a guy who doesn't know what he's doing.
No, in 1750...
Capability Brown sounds like a guy who does know what he's doing.
Well, it's a better sounding name, but what I'm saying is, clearly the interpretation of what capability means
yes.
has changed since 1750, hasn't it?
Why?
Well, because if you're looking over an estate and you're thinking, you know, somebody's asking the question, what do you think? What do you think? Will it make a big estate? You wouldn't say capabilities, you'd just say possibilities.
Yeah, but maybe the reported speech was in some way misreported, or it was wrong.
No.
And nobody knows what he was asked.
Well, he was asked by...
By who, though?
Well, by the guy who owned the land.
Yeah, you don't seem to have many facts at your disposal
here. I've got plenty of facts at my disposal.
You don't know where it happened, you don't know what his real name is.
I do.
You don't know who asked him.
I told you it happened at Prior Park near Bath.
All right. I know Prior Park.
Yeah.
There's a golf course not far from
there. Well, there you go, see. So that's one fact that I know about all the time.
Okay. Well, can we not find out what his real name is?
Well, nobody ever called him by his real name because he was capable.
If somebody was to call you by a word that you would have used in a situation, what do you think it would have been?
Well, I'm known as Porky Parry.
No, I know that. That's a kind of a proper name.
A word. I would say.
I mean, it wouldn't be capability, would it?
No, mine would be something incredibly
calamity.
No. It would be something incredibly optimistic, positivity, Parry.
Positivity Parry. That has a nice ring to it.
You like that?
I quite like that.
Yeah.
Except you're not very positive. I mean, you are positive.
Yeah, I'm very positive.
But when we talked earlier about when you said basically everyone's going to let you down, everything's always going to go wrong.
Yeah, but that's being positive.
Well, that's not positive. No, that's negativity Parry.
No, it's not. That's positive recognition.
Positivity Parry.
What do you think you'd be called?
Well, if we go down the same road and try and make sort of alliteration.
What about Gargantuan Graham?
Oh, that's very unfair.
Oh, I've got a better one then. Gargoyle Graham.
Gargoyle. That's not very nice. I've kind of congratulated you on coming up with a positive one.
Yeah.
Positivity.
Well, you come up with one for yourself.
How about gorgeous?
Gorgeous. I don't think so.
What's wrong with that? Oh, he's here. John Holmes has arrived.
I have arrived.
You are not John Holmes, the football agent. Neither are you John Holmes, the porn star.
Although I occasionally get his email, the football agent. The porn star.
Well, you're lucky you didn't get booked to appear on Talk Sport with him because they got John Hollins instead. Where have you been?
Well, first of all, thank you for filling. That's very kind
of you. That's okay. I'm assuming you'll be giving up this portion of your fee.
Naturally, of course. Yes. It was trains. I came from Edinburgh this morning and trains.
Now, which train did you get?
The 7:30 out of Edinburgh.
7:30.
Let me just check on our list here.
What time did it get in?
It was due in at 11:50, I think.
No, 12:30, it says.
Oh, well, that's fine.
12:30. Isn't that a bit late? Even a bit late for a 1 o'clock show?
Why did you not get the 6:55?
Because I was booked on to the 7:30, and that was that.
Why did you book yourself onto the 7:30, knowing that it would get in at 12:30, knowing that you wouldn't be able to get here by 1 o'clock?
Oh, I'd have certainly got here by 1 o'clock if I got in by 12:30.
Yeah, but
that
would you ever trust a train?
What time did the train get in, then?
The train that I was on that came to London stopped at Newcastle.
I didn't ask you where it stopped. When you got in.
Well, it got into Newcastle.
What?
It did. I did. Got off. Got another train. Then went to Doncaster. I got off that train. And then eventually came to London.
It does say two changes. But what time did you get into London?
What time did I?
What time did the train get into London?
12:57.
Says 12:30 here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a different train though, isn't it?
No, it's a 7:30 from Edinburgh Waverley.
Yeah, but it terminated, so I had to go another one.
No, it says two changes.
Two changes.
In Newcastle and Doncaster.
Absolutely nonsense.
All in the timetable.
Hang on, do you really...
It says super off-peak, and we know that's the one you got, because that's the one you would have paid for.
And do you really think that trains in this country run on time? I mean, you've got to be...
I did make a mistake there, I admit that,
You've got to be living on the planet Mars to think you've got half an hour to get here.
You couldn't even get to Mars.
Because the plane wouldn't be late.
Yeah, absolutely. Shocking. Absolutely shocking.
I mean, it's terrible behaviour.
These things happen. I feel sorry for you. But, you know, please don't do it again.
No, I won't.
Absolutely.
No, but thanks for...
if you can avoid it.
You know, we have big, expensive drinking lunches to go to.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
not being held up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People are calling me. I'm like, I'm still on the air.
Yeah.
Stop calling me.
Right.
John Holmes is coming up next. Right now, it's time for the news headlines with Victoria Bourne. Talk
Radio. Britain's most successful Olympic team in a century has been given a hero's welcome. Team GB landed in a gold-nosed passenger jet at Heathrow to be greeted with cheers from ground staff and their waiting families. Alistair Brownlee, who successfully defended his triathlon title from London 2012, has told Talk Radio the journey home was brilliant.
How cool is it that you can fly home with a few hundred other Olympians and surrounded by over gold medalists? But yeah, we enjoyed it. Lots of chatting, had a few drinks, and it was absolutely really, really special. Definitely the most special plane journey I've ever been on.
Russia's athletes will be banned from the Paralympics after failing in an appeal against the punishment for doping. The Court of Arbitration for Sport says the decision to block all the country's competitors from taking part in Rio is proportionate and within the rules. The father of an 8-year-old British boy killed by a hand grenade in Sweden says it's a miracle the rest of his family survived. Yusuf Wasami from Birmingham was sleeping when the blast happened in Gothenburg in the early hours of yesterday. Leaked documents reveal concerns that the NHS may not have enough skilled staff to deliver a 7-day service. But the Department of Health insists that a risk assessment was a look at the worst-case scenario. And Dominic Chappelle, the man who oversaw the collapse of BHS, has been given a 6-month driving ban after being caught doing 64 miles an hour in a 40 zone. The ex-racing driver already has 10 points for other speeding offences. The weather very warm and sunny for England and Wales. Rain and feeling a little cooler in the far north of England. In southern Scotland and Northern Ireland, highs of 29 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. Hi, though.
Oh, hi, John. Now you're here, you're interrupting.
Yeah, here I am.
You're so loud.
Here I am.
You're sweaty.
Well, I am sweaty. That, I mean, well spotted. I really am. Because I ran from the station. As I tried to explain to the annoying two mics, what happened was that the train got terminated and I had to get three different trains. Here I am late. I'm apologising. But I ran here and it's boiling out there and I'm dressed for Edinburgh, which is where I came from. Where it's not boiling, so I'm dressed wrongly.
That's why you're so dishevelled.
I'm dishevelled. I've left all my shaving stuff.
I was just looking at your scruffy face. To put it in context, John's normally quite clean shaven, and today he's got what kind of looks like the starting of a beard.
Kind of looks like the starting of a beard. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what's happened there. So, we'll crack on now.
I don't really want to be near you right at the moment.
Why?
You look like you might smell.
I don't smell. I mean, I do. I mean, I've run from the station, so that's fair to say. I mean, the fact that I look like I might smell is just slightly worse than smelling, I think. It's... Anyway, shall we... let's do things.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Live from the Edinburgh Festival.
See, what I had planned was a really kind of big start. Dave set the equipment up. It doesn't work properly. Firing off music beds from where we are up in Edinburgh. Hey, studio in London. When this goes out on the radio, just edit this bit off the front.
All right. Hello.
I'm John Holmes. It's your Talk Radio in the afternoon programme. And guess what? This programme is a... on amateur shambles anyway, but even more so today, so Dave's messed up. Hey, Cass. Hey, Asprod Cass. She's still in London, so we don't have to look at her cross goth face. This is fascinating now, isn't it? Crappy, cheap, technical outside broadcast setup inevitably falls off air. Producer Dave insists that he's fixed it. Not really, no. It was organised by Ginger producer Dave.
You are welcome.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Well, hello then, and good afternoon to you belatedly to the Talk Radio in the afternoon thing. I am John Holmes, and I would like to apologise for the delayed arrival of the 1-4 service, which is due to Virgin Trains being rubbish. I travelled down from Edinburgh on the 7:30 a.m. on a service calling at incompetence, technical failure, delays, unscheduled stops, changing trains 3 times despite me booking a direct service before finally arriving in London. King's Cross an hour and a half late. So my apologies. Anyway, we'll crack on with the show from here and all be confused. We're here. Thanks to the two mics for whatever it was they did. For just fill time, which is kind of what they do anyway, isn't it, really? Everyone is just an extra half an hour of it. This is then the radio equivalent of Nick Grimshaw tipping his car over onto a cat. And today on the programme, Headline Hijack in the next half an hour. So you can already... start sending in your made-up headline and hijack stories, because Victoria's mouth, this one, will say the news at 2 o'clock, as well you know. And she ordinarily tells the truth when she does that, except at 2 o'clock, when one of the stories is utterly made up by you. It's Headline Hijack. You're welcome. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's a news in haikus as well, of course, as we help you pick your way through the day's big show via Japanese poetry something. We're going out on the streets. We'll go out on the streets, because we do, don't we? That's what we do. To find out what the people think. Today, do the people think democracy or clarinets? There's a work experience pundit, as someone we don't have to pay, reviews new music. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock, diversity paper review. Today, the papers will be reviewed by a Jewish one. We'll give an ailing Kickstarter a kick up the arse, plus your chance to win some meat today. You can win some meat. Mm. Oh, yeah. In a game of band or robot. Choose from chicken, beef or lamb. And due to the... You've been hearing it in the news, I'm sure, with Victoria today. Due to the gender gap between men and women, to reflect the pay differences, we will be giving away more meat to a man than we will to a woman, which seems in keeping with the nation. Ginger Dave is not producing. Last seen in Edinburgh at 4 a.m, hanging round the student bar at the Fringe with hope in his eyes and wine dripping off his beard. Ass Prodcast is through the glass.
Yay.
Such a ray of light. Victoria has the news.
Yes.
Sam's on the buttons. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is now, like Nick Grimshaw, falling sideways onto a cat. Nick Grimshaw, of course, he was late for his Radio 1 show because he turned his car over near a cat. And so now you're just going to fall sideways onto that cat that I brought in, especially for the purposes of it. So it's going to... I'm going to count you now. I'm going to count you to three. And then you've got to fall... You've got to just fall onto the cat, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. There it was. Just like Nick Grimshaw falling onto a cat. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio in the afternoon, slightly late, from Talk Radio. And we're going to start with some music. I mean, ideally, it would play now.
Mm.
But, you know...
It's a good day for you, isn't it?
It's going really well.
Mm.
We'll just sit here while producer Cass sorts that out, because that's her fault.
It looks like they're trying to.
Does it?
Yeah.
Great. Oh, there it is. Right, 1:38, music time. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. is Supergrass late in the day. I wonder what possible reason... I mean, it started playing fairly late in the day, if I'm brutally honest as well. What possible reason could I have for playing Supergrass's late in the day on a talk radio station, even though I am talk radio's self-appointed head of music? I mean, what?
Was it because you enjoy...
You haven't got your hand up. Oh. And as you know, if you want to ask me a question, just put your hand up. Cornelius, have you got a question?
Was it because you enjoy 30 Seconds of Silence?
Yes.
That's my favourite bit of that song. Yeah. Why did you play it, though?
Oh, well, because I was late arriving due to the train.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I don't know whether you spotted that.
So, no, spotted.
Spotted. Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. Spotted. There's, we're now running half an hour late, like the train I was on.
Ah, okay.
And so it's normally now it's around sort of quarter past, 1:10, and now it's 20 to...
Oh, we had to run replacement service.
Yes, the two mics replacement service. Yeah. Emergency. What I'm going to do, though, because what we're trying to do is get Virgin Trains on the phone to talk us through exactly why my trains were all knackered this morning. I think Aspodcast has already tried that, and I think they've refused.
Yeah, of course.
To come on. Did they send a statement, Cass? Have they? Aspodcast is through the glass. Hi, Cass.
Yeah, they said that they couldn't get anyone at this notice, so they'd send me a statement. And I did say, well, you can send a statement, but then I'll just say...
Have we got the statement?
Yeah, I can read it out.
Well, no, I'll do that after the adverts. But what I was going to say is we can't get anyone from Virgin Trains. They refuse to come on.
Well...
So I've got a plan.
Oh, God.
Yeah, bear with me, and I'll come and tell you what that plan is. It will mean you have to do some work. Sorry about that. Right, Talk Radio, and we'll be back after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Sit back, take a deep breath, and relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years, with a fixed rate mortgage from your local post office. Apply today in branch, online, or over the phone, and feel your worries melt away. Post Office Money. Mortgages sorted. Post Office Money mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Dryathlon is coming, and for those taking part, the effects of going booze-free for a month could soon become apparent. Audio hallucinations barely proved to be a problem for many, with some beer pull reporting the appearance of their favourite drink, beer and there, in the things they overbeer. It is not believed that the absence of alcohol directly affects the beer canal, but it is beer that symptoms can severely worsen until barely every word sufferer's beer is the beer, 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 beer.
No alcohol for September for Cancer Research UK.
Sign up at dryathlon.org and we will beat cancer sooner.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. From a rear parking camera with multi-angle view to versatile seats that triple your boot space, nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our CR-V Black Edition, Jazzy X and Civic 1.4 Sport. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hampshire's M3 is still queuing after early problems near Winchester South around Junction 11. The accident's been recovered, but the queues are turning back towards the Winnall roundabout at Junction 9 to the A34. The A1 in Lincolnshire is closed south in the Stoke Rochford area. That's following a multi-vehicle accident. Congestion back to Little Ponton. We're getting reports that the A1M in West Yorkshire is queuing south towards an accident near Junction 41 for the M62. And in Wrexham, the A483 Wrexham bypass is still closed north. That's between the Halton roundabout and the A539 for recovery of an overturned lorry. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The specials on the next Full Set Breakfast, you've got Bake Off and you've got The Boys, one of the finalists from the Great British Bake Off, and the Jersey Boys, the Four Seasons, singing live in the studio. Hey, let's hang on to what we've got.
Let's hang on to what we've got. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Welcome. We are sort of running a slightly delayed service today, if you're just joining us, due to the fact that I was a little bit late arriving, if I'm honest, because of... because of a train incident as I tried to travel down from Edinburgh. More of which in a moment, but you can't help have noticed, even though we weren't here, the news still happened, didn't it? Victoria had the news, there's news in the papers, it's still, the news is still around, and it's still, you know, we've already talked about it a little bit with the gender pay gap and so on and so forth, but the news is very complicated, isn't it? You know, Cornelius, it's very complex sort of situation.
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
Right. Well, luckily, we can help you with that.
Because,
as you know, we get a lot of letters that say the same thing. God, I mean, I've got one here in the post bag. They arrive on a daily basis. Mm. Dear John, I've seen the news and I just can't get my head around it. That's coming from Liam. It's just one example. I know you've got one there that says...
This one's from Moira, who says, Dear John, don't know if you can help, but I find the news very complicated. To put it in some sort of nice phrase, I'd say I can't get my head around it.
Well, yes, Moira, well, this is for you and Liam, and indeed everyone who can't get their head around the news. It's where we explain it in the medium of Japanese poetry. After yesterday's Scottish debacle, it's back, the news in haikus.
Donald Trump's Hitler at psychopath test. Both are up there with Farage.
News in haikus on Talk Radio. Okay, let's talk to someone about trains. So, if you're just joining us, here's what's happened, here's where we are. I was 30 minutes late for the start of the programme, and we had to deploy an emergency to Mike's service, and they sort of held the fort while I was struggling across what is an increasingly hot London, dressed like a man who's just come from a cold Edinburgh, and thus, I'll be honest, I do look like a sweaty mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look awful.
Okay, great. So, it's not my fault, though. This was... I got the 7.30 train out of Edinburgh this morning, which would have got me in plenty of time for today's show. We were in Edinburgh yesterday. If you're listening to the show, we were live from the Fringe, live from a... What, to all intents and purposes, was a sort of disused cupboard at the back of a bar no one went in or liked at the Edinburgh Fringe, where we opened a sort of drop-in centre for comedians. It went about as well as you'd expect. And now, today, though, I thought it would all be back to normal, but not so because of the train incident. So I thought what we'd do is we'd talk to someone from Virgin Trains. We're in a unique, privileged position in that if something happens to affect passengers, we, as a media outlet, a radio station, get hold of their press office and get a spokesman or woman for Virgin Trains to come on and explain themselves. They refused. That no one was available. But it's all right, because... We're nothing if not resourceful. And downstairs, just floor below Talk Radio, is Virgin Radio, the new Virgin Radio, our sister station. It's got the word virgin in it, so that's good enough. So we've gone down there to get a spokesman from Virgin Radio. It's a spokeswoman. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Now, what do you do at Virgin?
I am a producer.
Right. And your name is?
Susan.
Right, Susan. Now, as I say, we can't get someone from Virgin Trains because they've refused to speak to us. So they've sent a statement.
Right.
So can you read it out as a representative of Virgin? Of Virgin, even though it's not the same thing. There it is. There.
All right.
There you go. If you read that. Read that out, Susan. That would be...
On a fault, the 7.30 train from Edinburgh was meant...
Yeah, it's not really written very well,
yeah,
is it?
It's not written very well. No,
well, that's your fault because you work for the company, don't you? So it's, you know, you're a representative. You know, not only can't you get your trains running on time, but you can't even write a statement telling me why. I mean, it's a shocking. I'm going to read it. A fault on the 7:30 train from Edinburgh meant this service terminated at Doncaster rather than the original final calling point of London's King's Cross. Now, that's not true, because what happened was, Susan, the train got to Doncaster, got to Newcastle, right? So it didn't terminate at Doncaster. It went from Edinburgh, supposed to be straight through to King's Cross, went to Newcastle. I got off the train because they said the service was terminating, and then that train just became the Aberdeen train and went back up north. It didn't have a fault at all, Susan. You're a liar.
Well, John, maybe they told you to get off because they don't want you on their train.
Huh. The point of it is, right, Susan, right, is that it's not true what happened. And then it didn't terminate at Doncaster. The wrong train went to Doncaster. And then I had to get off that train to get onto a different train, the third train, Susan. And I know you work for a radio station, but it's got the word Virgin in it, and that's close enough, isn't it?
Let's not point the finger now, shall we?
Isn't it?
Because clearly you're the person to blame here.
Why am I the person to blame, Susan?
Because why were you in Edinburgh anyway?
All right. Well, I was in Edinburgh because I was at the Literary Fest.
The Literary Fest?
The Literary Festival.
All right.
Promoting my book, which is out on Thursday, Susan. I'll bring you a copy down to your office.
I definitely will not read it.
Okay. You're just cross because I've made you come up here to talk about trains when you were quite busy working for a radio station, aren't you?
Yes. No one even listens to this anyway.
She's got a point. Have you ever been on a train, Susan?
Yes.
Yeah? Did it run on time?
Yes, of course it did.
The one train you've been on.
Just...
I've actually been on two.
All right. So stroppy, isn't she? I knew this had happened. Someone said, go and get Susan downstairs. I was like, no, she's just as angry as Cass. Why don't you just talk to Cass?
Cass is angry because of you.
Thanks, Susan.
Yeah, well, no thank you to you.
Susan, wow. There. Do you want to go? You can go now. It's fine. Great. Thanks, though.
Sort of.
She's really quite annoyed that we dragged her out of her office.
It explains what Kate Lawler said about her as well.
Actually, yeah. It really does, yeah. Yeah. Kate Lawler doesn't like her either. No one likes Susan. She's the second most hated person in this building. I think we all know who the first one is. It's Cass.
Actually, no, John, it's you.
Oh, fine. Right.
It's Julia Hartley Brewer,
yeah,
guys.
Exactly.
Come on.
Come on, everybody knows. Well, anyway, that's the statement they've sent us. It doesn't actually ring true. It didn't terminate, right, the train, because it just turned around and went to Aberdeen. That's not a faulty train, is it?
No, that's a working train.
Thank you, Cornelius.
A train that works in two directions. That's a super train.
Yeah, that's what happened. So we then had to all get on. Didn't go. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's the reason that Virgin wouldn't come on and talk to us. They just refuse and then sent us that lie instead. But I feel I've said my piece now, it's fine. The rest of the show will proceed as normal, barring any other delays. There'll be work experience punditry after 2 o'clock. Jack is here to review new music. You can win some meat this afternoon as well in a game of band or robot. Okay, band or robot. It's... I've got a cough as well.
Have you?
Chicken, beef or lamb is up for grabs, or you can win a box of organic veg. If you'd like to play band or robot later on against Cornelius, then you can do it by texting this number, 87 treble 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could be on the radio shortly playing band or robot. Now, there's the small matter of the news at 2 o'clock. As you know, Victoria has it. At 2 o'clock, though, she also has a news lie. So, just 5 minutes to go. You've still got a little bit of time to get your made-up news story into us, if you so wish. The number remains the same, 87 treble 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
All you're doing is making like a tabloid journalist, and making the news up as you go along, and then seeing it, or rather hearing it in this case, broadcast as truth. It's there to confuse the people who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Often they're out for lunch, of course, between 1 and 2. They get back at 2 o'clock. Oh, and then they hear the news, they believe it, but there's a news lie inside it, waiting for the unwary. This is what's been coming in so far. Talk radio presenter George Galloway, excuse me, is to launch a range of Deerstalker hats, along with fellow hat wearer Pharrell. Talk radio will be live from the launch this evening with George Galloway and Pharrell collaborating in a performance of the hit song Blurred Lines. And then George Galloway, for an encore, of course, will go on all fours, dressed as a cat, while Nick Grimshaw swerves to avoid him. George Galloway from Celebrity Big Brother there, lapping up milk from the lap of the actress Rue Lelenska. Think about that next time you listen to his programme on Friday. Cornelius, what's been coming
in? Yeah, this has come in. This is one of my favourite ones we've ever got in from Dan in Bexley, because it's just a true story with about four words added to it.
Good.
Researchers from the University of Oxford have released the findings of their study into the US presidential candidates. The study suggests that Donald Trump has stronger psychopathic tendencies than Adolf Hitler, but not quite as much as Julia Hartley Brewer.
I see, just taking the news story and then adding some words.
Yeah.
That's the way that can be done as well. We're happy with that. This has come in as well. Following his success as dressing up as Mario at the Olympic opening ceremony, the Japanese Prime Minister has announced there will be a video game based on him and his career. The game called...
Shinzo Abe?
Or Arby. But anyway, the game called Abe Station...
RV Station.
Yeah. It is a platform game where you have to guide the character through the levels while fighting off immigrants from war-torn countries. So that's something we talked about that yesterday, of course. You remember the closing ceremony. The athletes have all got off their plane today, and I imagine that even they were stunned at the spectacle of that big foam emperor Hirohito of Japan when, you know, recreating the attack on Pearl Harbor by dropping bombs on the American athletes, who in turn were smashing up those toilets that they'd mocked up to commemorate when they smashed those toilets up and then lied about it. Do you know what? We need a winner. We need somebody with a made-up news story. Cornelius will have the name of the winner now.
It's Nathan.
Where's Nathan from?
Stoke.
Nathan is from Stoke. He's got his made-up news story into the news, which is next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Every sofa in store is in the sale of the summer at DFS. But be quick, savings on selected sofas end Bank Holiday Monday. DFS.
Start your morning with the breakfast wrap from McDonald's. A tortilla wrap with sausage, egg and bacon, cheese, potato rosti and ketchup or brown sauce. Sorry, I'll do that again.
Our breakfasts are freshly prepared, even if you're not. McDonald's. We make breakfast. Served before 10:30 a.m.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale, 4 years, 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. And, well, it's a, let's call it a Tuesday. And Victoria is right here, right now, with all of the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Team GB land after Rio success, no Russia in the Paralympics, and Baby Spice talks about a possible reunion.
Talk Radio.
Britain's Olympians have arrived back in the UK to a hero's welcome. BA Flight 2016, complete with gold nose, touched down at Heathrow this morning to cheers and applause from waiting crowds. Gold medal triathlete Alistair Brownlee was on board.
Both of them are Olympic goals, and I only ever expected in my wildest dream that that may happen once, so for it to happen twice is brilliant. It was really special in London. It was obviously the first one, and it had been so much put into it, and there was a massive build-up. This time I feel like it's been a bit of a more of like a personal struggle in a way, you know, suffering and coming back from injuries.
Head of the International Paralympic Committee, Sir Philip Craven, says he's encouraged by the decision to back a ban on all Russian athletes in Rio. The country's appeal against the punishment was rejected by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. It was handed out after evidence of state-sponsored doping was uncovered. Olympic bosses opted against a blanket ban. Russia went on to win 56 medals. The father of an 8-year-old boy from Birmingham who was killed after a grenade exploded in Sweden says it's a miracle his other family members survived. Yusuf Wasami died after the device was thrown into an apartment in Gothenburg as he slept yesterday. Here's his dad, Abdi Wahid.
Yusuf was a kind boy, he was a hard worker, he liked his education, he was a sporty boy, especially the swimming. He's a very good boy.
Swedish police say the incident may be related to gang violence. Just weeks after he described the Isle of Wight as a ghetto where there was inbreeding, the chairman of Ofsted has resigned. David Hawes apologised after being caught on tape making the remarks at a teaching conference. A new report claims despite the gender pay gap narrowing slightly, it's getting worse for mothers. Women are typically earning a third less than men by the time their first child is 12. Mother and investment fund manager Nicola Horlicks says women often need support going back to work.
Clearly, when you have a baby, most people will have some sort of career break. It might vary from a couple of months to possibly a few years. And I think it's very difficult for women to get back into the workplace once they've had a gap of a few years. And it often knocks their confidence.
Ex-BHS owner Dominic Chappelle, who saw the chains collapse, has been given a six-month driving ban. He was caught speeding in Hampshire in April. And Emma Bunton says she wants a Spice Girls reunion, but has admitted they need Posh to return. The singer says she's hoping Victoria Beckham will change her mind about reuniting with the band, which started 20 years ago.
You know, what's the name of the lady who spoke there about the Nicola Horlicks?
No, just Horlick.
Horlick.
Yeah.
Like the drink?
Well, no, because that's Horlicks.
Yes.
But it's similar.
Yes.
Mm. Why?
Well, I haven't heard the word Horlick. Or the phrase. For quite some time, and it's just a curious... Have you ever tried it?
Tried what? Sorry, John.
Horlicks.
The drink? No, actually, I haven't.
Interesting.
Mm.
I think I tried it as a child. I don't think I liked it much. Mm. Have you ever tried Horlicks?
I can't get to sleep without it, John.
No?
No.
Sort of warming, isn't it?
Yeah. Tastes good.
Milky.
Can I do the weather now?
Yes, of course.
I'm feeling comfortable.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Very warm and sunny for England and Wales. Rain and
Horlicks.
Rain and feeling a little cooler in the far north of England, southern Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 29 degrees.
Horlicks.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Victoria. That was the news. Here's Ben.
Yeah.
With the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The live football action continues tonight with matters to be settled at home and abroad. Among the 21 EFL Cup second round ties, Sky Bet League 2 Stevenage host Barclays Premier League Stoke, while Crystal Palace host Blackpool. Burton Albion boss Nigel Clough says he's expecting Liverpool to take their tie very seriously. The Sky Bet Championship outfit host Jurgen Klopp's side after they lost 2-0 to Burnley in the Premier League at the weekend. Clough doesn't expect Klopp to rest too many players.
Generally,
generally speaking, I don't think he seems to be the sort of manager that puts, you know, completely weakened teams out. And I think the size and strength of their squad means that whatever 11 they put on the pitch, it's going to be pretty formidable for us.
Elsewhere this evening, Celtic can secure a place in this season's Champions League group stage. They take on Hapoel Beersheva and have a 5-2 lead on aggregate. Finally, it's reported Ian Bell could be on the verge of a return to the England Test cricket side. He's not featured for his country since November last year. Meanwhile, England's one-day series with Pakistan gets underway at Southampton tomorrow. That's the very latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And following the news that ramen noodles have overtaken tobacco to become the most valuable commodity in US prisons, the Chancellor of the Exchequer has suggested that it could become the new currency of the UK to replace the pound sterling, which has been struggling ever since Britain voted Brexit.
Victoria, thank you very much. Victoria there with the news, Ben there with the pre-recorded sport. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Over the years, BBC Radio and also television have recorded and broadcast countless silences. And now, for the first time, all of them have been made available on one single double CD. From the pause between movements at the Radio 3 Proms. The long pause in the John Peel session recording of Steve Harley's Come Up and See Me Make Me Smile.
There's
the awkward silences during Bruce Forsyth's audience warm-ups on Strictly Come Dancing. And that time at the Cenotaph when the Queen farted. Every single silence is now available to listen to again, in silence. Shush, the best of the silences. Out now on BBC Records and Tapes.
Good afternoon, then. It's just coming up to a time, and you are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and it's time for work experience punditry. If you are a regular listener, you'll know that we road test the next generation of critics, of broadcasters, by inviting them into the studio to review stuff. We do music, of course, we do films, we do TV, we do geeky, gadgety nonsense and hipster crap. Today, though, it is the turn of music, and we welcome Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hiya, John. How you doing?
Very good, thank you. Obviously, you know this already, Jack, but in case anyone's wondering, you're literally not paid for this.
I'm literally not paid for this.
Which is the whole point and reason we do it, if I'm brutally honest.
I'm cheap, you know?
Yeah. Well, free.
Free, actually. Not even cheap. Yeah, you're right.
Free. So, Jack, you're reviewing new music for us. Where are you a student, by the way?
I'm a student at the University of Kent in Canterbury.
Oh, that's interesting. More Canterbury connections.
Yes, Canterbury's where it's at.
Yeah. We talked about Canterbury quite a lot yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and many other days as well. But yeah. Why do people from Canterbury just gravitate towards this show? It's like sort of
because we just get people in we know.
Fine. Right, so what new music are you reviewing? What have you got first?
Right, first up, I've got a brand new record from a band called Black Foxes. And Black Foxes have got two X's, by the way, in their in Foxes to be alternative.
Really?
I don't know why.
It's like Jamie Foxx, you know, the actor Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
Two X's. Why?
Because it's cool?
Well, I asked him this once.
Yeah?
He just glared at me, if I'm honest. So, but I would, if Black Foxes were here now, I'd ask them the same question.
Yeah, I'd ask them as well.
Yeah, I mean, why not, if you're going to put two X's, like, why not put two K's on the end of black as well?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, just double consonant the whole thing.
Double everything, then. Double every letter, he's just doubled in a band name.
That'd be cool.
It'd make you stand out, wouldn't it? Have you got a clip of it?
I have got a clip.
I thought you might. Here we go, then, Black Foxes with two X. It sounds like this. All right, that's Black Foxes. What's it called?
That track's called Husk, and it's from their debut record, I'm Not Well, which came out last Friday. Yeah, they've just released a video for that one as well, so there's lots of stuff going on.
How are they spelling Husk?
Husk is just with four letters.
Again, you see, if they'd just gone two H's, two U's, two S's, two K's. Husk. You know, already they're beginning to stand out, aren't they? I don't think they're going far enough with their two X's.
Yeah.
Because that looks pretentious. Whereas if you want to do that, go all out for it.
You should see the front cover of the record then. It's all like grey and black because the record's called I'm Not Well, and the guy...
I'm not. It's where?
See, yeah?
Yeah, carry on.
That could have been a good theme. And they've got like there's a child, I think, with his hand over his face, and it just looks like really miserable. So I think they could have.
Is it a picture of Asprod cast through the glass? relative of hers. I liked. I mean, I liked that. I have to say, that was a good track. I mean, it's kind of indicative of that sort of, you know, since Royal Blood happened, sound, isn't it? Are you a fan of them?
Yeah, I'm quite a big fan of them. I think vaguely they've kind of got like a Placebo-esque kind of vibe. Like, I kind of like the fact that when I also listen to I've listened to the whole record when I listen to it. A lot of the time it feels like the vocal is way too high in the mix and stuff. You can just feel like it's all centered upon the front man. But when I'm listening to their record, you can kind of get like the bass coming through. It's a nice like grungy bass line, kind of like sort of old school Feeder kind of vibe from like way back.
Yeah. You were even born then?
I was born in 1994, so no.
Right, great.
Sorry.
Yeah. But I like, because Cornelius here, doesn't really remember anything from ever. And on the grounds that he wasn't born when it happened. But as we keep pointing out, you know, I haven't heard of that because I wasn't born, John. Yeah, but, you know, you weren't born when the Crimean War happened. We still heard of it, is my point.
The what?
Yeah. Also, by the way, two X's is two X's more than Cornelius has ever had, given that he hasn't ever had a girlfriend. Did you know? But,
Cornelius, is that genuinely true?
Yeah.
Not really, but for the point of the show, yeah, cough it up.
Cornelius's mum. Actually taught him how to kiss.
No.
Yes. So he got a date on Tinder, right, and his mum walked him to the bus stop, okay, and while he was there, it transpired that he'd never been on a date or had a kiss, so his mum taught him how to French kiss at a bus stop.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's Cornelius. I tell everyone knew that.
You do, don't you?
Yes, so just a little fact for you to take away.
That's pretty... After this. Brilliant, actually.
Yeah, because obviously, if that were true, I would also tell John that so he could tell everyone.
Yeah, which is true.
Yeah.
So, Black Foxes with two X's.
Yeah. New record's called I'm Not Well, out last Friday.
Okay, what else are we talking about?
I've got some clips from the new Frank Ocean record, which is really interesting. Have you been hearing much about this?
No.
Oh, right. So basically, Frank Ocean, he's like a...
See the one from the finance company?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one from the finance company.
Ocean Finance.
Apparently, he selected his second name based on the film Ocean's 11 because he just chose his name as Frank Ocean. So
he could have been Frank 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he could have picked it. Why didn't pick that film? What, he could have
I don't know. I think he loves it.
Frank Nemo or something, couldn't he?
That would have been cool.
And, you know, fish live in the ocean, so it's not a million miles away, is it?
But yeah, so he's got a new record out. It's his first record in 4 years. He released a record back in 2012 called Channel Orange. But he's been doing some weird stuff over the weekend. So on Friday, he released a visual album. You ever heard one of these visual albums? Beyonce did one earlier in the year called Lemonade.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But this record that he did on Friday called Endless was just basically a long video of some guys in designer clothing doing some carpentry in a warehouse, which is strange. And then he released a music video for a separate track. And then Sunday night, he released a full album with a couple of pop-up shops around the world as well.
Pop-up shops?
Yeah, you could go to these pop-up shops at 2 a.m. in the morning, one which was in a newsagent's in London, to get his new record, and you can't get anywhere else at the moment.
Right, okay. Well, you see, that's all part of that whole new vibe of we've got to do something different to sell records now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only money comes from touring, doesn't it, with bands now? So that's what, you know, so you get your Beyoncés and you get this Ocean 11 man doing it because it's oh, we've got you can't just release an album either, can you? You've got to drop an album now as well.
Drop it.
So he's dropped it like it's hot or something. I don't know what I'm talking about.
It'd be really annoying if that was just your local news agents that you pop into on the way into work every day.
It'd be irritating, wouldn't it? Yeah.
And they're like, oh, All we're sending is a Frank Ocean album.
Yeah, if you
today.
Want some milk or something.
Yeah,
you just pop
a big
in.
Queue, big hour queue outside.
Yeah. You just want some cat food.
Yeah, oh, this is so
God
annoying.
Bloody hell, now I've got to go in there. Have you got any, can I get cat food? No, we're just selling Frank Ocean album. I want some, but my cat won't eat that. Well, you know, your cat's probably been run over by Nick Grimshaw anyway, it doesn't really matter. You got any milk? No, I've just got this Frank Ocean album. If you've got any crisps, just got a Frank Ocean, etc. You know, and it's just, Cornelius is absolutely right. You know, that Frank Ocean has not thought this through.
He's taken 4 years in that case to not think it through.
No, I'm sorry. I'd argue the news agents haven't thought it through because what they've done is gone for some short-term publicity, but in the long term, they've let down their loyal customers.
And they'll go elsewhere
for
their
cat food
and their milk. Yeah, you know, Frank Ocean, how long was this pop-up shop popped up for?
Only for a few hours.
There you go.
At 2 a.m. in the morning.
Already you've lost your customer base. Mm. All those drunk people staggering home, what a Kit Kat.
And cat food.
And Kit Kat food. and all there is a tweet is a Frank Ocean album. Are we going to play some of it?
Yeah, if you like, yeah.
Okay, let's do it. It's Frank Ocean. Well, you gotta leave. Take down some summertime. Give it just a night. Does it get interesting at any point, Jack?
It does actually. It's quite.
But you deliberately chose to play the dull bit then.
I chose to play the bit which I could play because a lot of it is quite intense.
Is
it's not so much intense like
sweary.
No, yeah, lyrically it's intense. There's kind of no percussion on the record at all for an R&B record. That's kind of I think quite unusual. But it's very dreamy. Also, on one of the tracks, Beyonce does backing vocals, as in Beyonce doing backing vocals. You can't even tell it's her, but until you go, oh yeah, that's Beyonce doing backing vocals.
He could have just said that.
Yeah, he could have just said that. It could have been his mum, who's also on the record.
Yeah,
on a voicemail for some reason.
Oh. Makes change, you know. It's nice when mums get involved, isn't it, Cornelius?
Shut up.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't know much about Frank Ocean, as it's become clear. But is that a departure from previous? I mean, how did he take 4 years to come up with that?
It's a kind of departure from his last record, Channel Orange. Is a lot more this record that he's done feels a lot more personal and a lot more. It's kind of like dreamy in places. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I listened to it last night. It did actually make me fall asleep.
Yeah,
a good way, I think. Right?
That's probably what he wanted.
Yeah,
yeah. That's why he sold it at 2 a.m. It's just for people to nod off, isn't it?
Yeah, you want to go? You want to go to the shop and get something?
No, I just can't sleep. I can't sleep tonight. I just can't. Why don't you get that Frank Ocean album? That'll sort me out. It's just nonsense.
But yeah, people are really excited about it. That's why I chose to bring it in. Yeah, I'm not quite sure why. I'm kind of into it. It's kind of strange. You kind of have to listen to it as a whole. It's like an hour-long album, 17 tracks. They're not all 17 like that. There's quite a lot of people on the record as well, like Andre 3000 from Outkast is on there. Kendrick Lamar's also on there. But Kendrick's also doing backing vocals as well. It's kind of, I don't know, kind of strange, these features, I think. It's interesting, but...
Yeah,
perhaps
I mean,
not.
Yeah, I mean, let me think for a moment. Am I excited about it? No. And we'll probably never listen to it if I'm honest. But you know, that's the point of this. It's to educate me, who doesn't know anything about that sort of music. Now we've got to take a break. But what we're coming back with after this? What we're going to be talking about?
Metallica.
Now you've redeemed yourself.
Thank you.
All right, new Metallica next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only $168 a month and $504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy, just $168 a month over 47 months with $504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
Sit back, take a deep breath and
relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years with a fixed rate mortgage from your local post office. Apply today in branch, online, or over the phone and feel your worries melt away. Post office money. Mortgages sorted. Post office money mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The westbound A31 in the Stony Cross area of Hampshire is currently blocked. A caravan's tipped over around its junction with Stony Cross. The M11 in Essex is queuing after an accident northbound around Junction 8 for Bishopsdorf. The two vehicles have already been recovered, but there's still delays. M6 North struggling after a problem near Junction 17 for Sandbach and Crewe. Queues back to 16. And severe delays around the closure of the A483 Wrexham bypass. It's closed north from the A5 through to the A539 for the recovery of an overturned lorry. A5 is looking particularly bad just north of Oswald Street. I'm Gerina Adams.
In the details, very often, is the beauty when all these little things come together. It's the ultimate feeling of completeness.
The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor's hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £2,388.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, we're talking to Jack, who is our new music reviewer today. It's part of Work Experience Punditry. Before we carry on, the travel and stuff was on there. We just happened to have a quick glance at the news, didn't we, Cornelius? And I tell you what, it's complicated, isn't it, the news?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well,
John.
I know you can't, but we're here to help you and anyone else who can't get their head around it. What we do is, of course, we take you deep into the heart of current affairs by leading you through it with the medium of Japanese poetry. It's what happens when you break the news down into its component parts. Of course, if you've ever done that, maybe you like fiddling with stuff. Maybe you've got a shed and you've got the news in there and you've just sort of taken it apart to see how it works. Of course, you know what you end up with is Japanese poetry. And here, we help you through it. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Kim Jong-un threatens to bomb Washington. Let's hope it's when Trump is there.
News in haiku.
Don't do that. It's annoying.
You're annoying. Your mum's annoying. So we are here with Jack, who is reviewing new music. We have already talked...
You're annoying.
...of Franco. Don't say that to Jack. He's
say that to me.
Sorry, Jack.
He's already talked about something called a Frank Ocean, and then we talked about Black Foxes with two X's.
Black Foxes with two X's, yeah.
That's right. And now we're on to Metallica.
Metallica, indeed. Mm. Have you heard it?
No.
Oh.
No, I haven't heard. So this is a brand new Metallica track.
Yes.
Called?
Hardwired.
Before you say any more, let's listen to some Metallica.
Yeah.
You see, I mean, it's not one of their ballads, is it?
No. It's one of their shortest tracks ever, actually.
Yeah, was that the whole track?
So it's a 3-minute track, you know.
Yeah, so new Metallica. When was the last time Metallica dropped a new one?
Dropped a new one. Well, so they 8 years ago, they did Death Magnetic.
Yes.
I've not counted them doing their Lulu thing with Lou Reed. Do you remember that from 2011?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So they did that in about 2011. But before that, 2008 was the last time they released a record.
Right, so this is kind of a big moment for probably the biggest heavy metal band in the world.
Yeah.
I would argue. So, well, what do you make of it?
I kind of love it. It's short, so it's only 3 minutes in length for the entire track.
Yeah.
And out of Metallica's discography, that's like one of the shortest tracks they've ever done, ever. So a lot of people are like, this is kind of weird, because they've announced a new record as well. The new record's called Hardwired to Self-Destruct. You know, as you can guess.
Yeah.
But the whole record is going to be 80-something minutes in length, 12 tracks. So therefore, I did some maths and I was like, well, in that case, all the other tracks surely are going to be 7 minutes long.
What if it's just two tracks? So it's that.
That and
two more. One other track.
A 77-minute epic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Well, technically, you know, that's just Marillion did it.
What did they do?
Well, Misplaced Childhood technically just had two sides, didn't it? What, side A and side B, vinyl, and because it didn't stop, the tracks just seamlessly blended into one another.
A concept record,
perhaps. Indeed it was.
Ooh.
Huddled in the safety of a pseudo silk kimono,
go on, do all 77
wearing
minutes.
Bracelets of smoke, naked of understanding. So it started, Jack.
I've been told to make you stop.
How do you mean?
In my ear, Cass told me to make you stop. Stop.
Okay. When does it drop, Jack?
When does the album come out? November the 18th.
Right.
It's going to drop, yes.
Okay. I hate using that word. It just comes out, doesn't it? It's just a modern way thing. It's just coming out. It's just out. Is it coming out in a pop-up shop?
There's no talk of a pop-up shop yet.
But there's still time, right?
There's still time. Pop-up shops are very trendy.
Take a leaf out of Frank Ocean's book.
They're going to serve it as a milkshake.
Yeah, that's exactly something Radiohead would do.
Self-destructing milkshake.
An organic. We've got a new album. Hey Thom, how's your album going? Yeah, we've got a new album coming out. It's like a milkshake. What? So it's called milkshake? No, it is a milkshake. You sort of just drink it and get the Radiohead vibe out of it. You've probably hit the future there, Con. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. You know, and it's only one step away from those Rammstein sex toys you can buy. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I have actually seen those.
Yeah. Because, you know, everybody wants to be pleasured while being reminded of a German heavy metal band. I mean, that's obvious, isn't it?
They're a great band.
Yeah.
You ever seen them?
Great sex toys.
All right.
Very quickly, we've got some Metallica. Yeah, we like that. Have we got a final one?
Yeah, I've got a brand new Michael Bublé track for you.
Oh, crap.
Called Nobody But Me.
My mama taught me how to share, but I be selfish and I don't care, cause I want you, I need you all for me. And I don't want anybody loving my baby. Nobody, nobody, nobody but me. And I don't want anybody thinking just maybe. Nobody, nobody, nobody but me.
Yeah.
And
Well, I mean, it's Bublé, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought I heard Beyonce on the backing vocals there.
No, no, not quite Beyonce. It's quite interesting, though. Do his fan base like it, do you think?
Well, isn't he the kind of person that if you like Michael Bublé, he could just vomit onto the pavement in front of you and you'd like it? Is that the sort of...
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, they love it, right?
No, they hate it.
Wow.
What?
They hate it.
Why?
Because
it's just classic Bublé.
There's a rapper on the track.
Oh.
I'm not even joking. There's a rapper on the track. And I've been reading through his Facebook feed and there have been so many people being like, you're selling out. It's like, it's Michael Bublé. Like, he can't really sell out because he's already sold out.
Also,
surely.
His surname's Bubble. And he's just chosen... It's like the Foxes with the two X's. It's just a pretentious nonsense, isn't it? Bublé, my arse. Bubble. Michael Bubble. What's that called?
It's called Nobody But Me, and it's on his new record, Nobody But Me, which is also out on October the 21st.
Right. It's a bit ironic that he's called it that when there's also a rapper on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, perhaps that's why they're angry. Just because he's sort of lied about it. They bought it. He's led them down one path, hasn't he? Mm-hmm. And he's bought... He's Nobody But Me. Oh, we'll buy that, because it's just Michael Bublé. We like him. And then up crops Frankie Rapper, or whatever his name is.
His name's Black Fort, by the way. He's from The Roots. You know The Roots? From
From Jimmy Fallon's show.
Yeah, he's the lead MC of The Roots. Black Fort is on the track. Interesting.
But not interesting enough to carry on. So thank you very much, Jack, for coming in, for bringing us new music. We'll see you again, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Good. All right, that's Jack, and that's Work Experience. Punditry, still to come on the programme. Diversity Paper Review, of course, and your chance to win some meat in a game of Band or Robots. If you'd like to win some meat, you can choose some chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. We're not racist, so that's fine. Then get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's 2:30, Tuesday afternoon, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A soldier has died after being shot during a military training exercise in Northumberland. He was a member of the Royal Regiment of Scotland. Both the police and the Ministry of Defence are investigating. Team GB have been given a hero's welcome as they arrived back at Heathrow Airport from the Rio Olympics. They were met with cheers and applause as they posed for photographs outside their gold-nosed plane. Catherine Granger, who won silver in the double sculls, says she hasn't quite come to terms with what's happened.
No nation has ever gone one better after the home games, so to deliver that in the way we've done it is, I think, beyond most people and probably everyone's expectations. And there was a chance if everyone had done well, we could maybe come close, but to have broken the record again is... I think everyone's still pinching themselves.
The head of the International Paralympic Committee says he's encouraged by the decision to maintain a ban on all Russian athletes in Rio. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has rejected the country's appeal, which was put in place after evidence of state-sponsored doping. The father of a boy from Birmingham who died after a grenade exploded in Sweden says he was a kind and good boy. 8-year-old Yusuf Wasami was found with serious injuries after a device was reportedly thrown into an apartment in Gothenburg yesterday. And Virgin Trains has released CCTV after Jeremy Corbyn was filmed sitting on the floor complaining the carriage was completely ram-packed. The company says it takes issue with the Labour leader as he walked past plenty of empty seats. Mr Corbyn was trying to argue that the railway should be publicly owned. The weather very warm.
I'm with him on this. If you are just joining us, then I make no bones about it that I was half an hour late for this show this afternoon due to Virgin Trains cancelling my train at Newcastle when it should have been coming to London and kicking me off it and forcing me to go to Doncaster where I had to get another one. So I'm with, and they said the train had a fault, Victoria.
Right.
Right, but then what happened was when I got off it and everyone got off it, it didn't have a fault. They just sent it back up north to Aberdeen. So that's not a fault, is it?
Well, did you
so
know...
So I'm with Corbyn on this.
So you think the railway should be publicly owned? Or you want to sit on the floor?
I just think he was right to complain about the trains.
Okay. But in this instance, he maybe wasn't being as truthful as he was making out.
Well, I am being truthful. So that's why I hereby and right now declare my candidacy for Labour leadership.
Okay. Well, the ballots, you know, the papers are being sent out.
Yep.
So you could just appeal for people to handwrite your name on them.
People could literally get the papers, write my name at the bottom in biro, and then tick that. And then I will become Labour leader. And that's the right and proper. That's democracy in action.
I'm not sure it is. I mean, it's probably just going to end up with loads of spoiled ballot papers. You missed the boat, John.
I missed the train. Victoria's got the weather.
Yeah, I do. Very warm and sunny for England and Wales. Rain and feeling a little cooler in the far north of England, southern Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 29 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
You're welcome.
You can go now, Phil.
Good, because it's really stuffy in here.
It's just a bit warm, isn't it?
I know. I think it's him, Cornelius, fiddling around.
Yeah, he does that.
It's really
annoying. Does fiddle around.
Put it on cool, not auto.
Fascinating air conditioning chat on the radio. Talk radio. As I say, you can win some meat later on in a game of Band or Robot. 87222 if you want to enter that. There's also the diversity pay-per-view. And next we'll be going out on the streets to find out what the people think. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Breaking news from Jack. Quickly, Jack, before he goes, he's got breaking, urgent Talk Radio. We're breaking music all the big stories. Breaking music news. So goes like this.
I have some breaking music news indeed. Katie Tunstall has finally got her tambourine back. It's been confirmed. She lost it on Friday because someone nicked it off the stage. She tweeted, "Wick, it was an amazing show. Thank you, but someone stole my tambourine off stage. If you know where it is, please return." And she said it turned up in a taxi, just the tambourine in the taxi at her hotel, and she's very happy. So much so that she wrote a song about it saying, "I got my tambo back," and that's on the internet. You can find that on her Twitter.
Breaking news there. Katie Tunstall has got a tambourine back.
A tambourine managed to hail and use a taxi. That's very, very
good.
That's
an app thing now. There's
is it?
Yeah, it's like Uber for musical instruments.
Oh, right.
If a musical instrument needs a taxi for any reason, it just uses that, and it just arrives.
I've got a name for it. Tuba. No? Okay.
So that's not bad.
Yes, all right.
Chuba.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you can have that, yeah.
Thanks.
Fine. Right, that's Jack. Work Experience Punditry. Thank you very much. It's Talk Radio. Now, we, being a Talk Radio station, of course, it's our duty. It's in our core. It's within our moral fibre to find out what people think about things. And we do that on this programme every day by going out onto the streets where we know for a fact people are. And when you find people on streets or wherever it might be, you'll find that they often think. And we like to take the pulse of the nation and find out what the people think. So we sent our intrepid team of reporters out into the streets again today to find out exactly what the people think. Today, do they think democracy or, musical instruments again, clarinets?
Democracy.
Democracy.
Clarinets.
Democracy.
Clarinets.
Democracy.
Clarinets.
Democracy.
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 Clarinets.
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 Democracy.
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 Clarinets.
Clarinets.
Democracy.
Democracy.
Clarinets.
Clarinets.
Democracy. Clarinets.
Clarinets.
Democracy.
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 Clarinets.
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 Democracy.
Democracy.
Clarinets.
Democracy.
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 Clarinets.
Democracy.
Clarinets.
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 Democracy.
Clarinets.
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 Democracy.
Clarinets.
Democracy.
Clarinets.
Democracy.
Clarinets.
Democracy.
Democracy.
And there you have it. That is what the people are thinking right now on the streets. If you're a person and you've got a thought and you'd like to share it with us, we'd be very grateful for you to add to that debate. Do you think democracy? Or do you think clarinets? You can get in touch with us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Diversity paper review on the way. The big debate at 3 o'clock. And, of course, your chance to win some meat In a game of band or robot, you can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. It's a budget thing. Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. Get in touch on the number that, if I say it again, Cornelius is somehow contractually bound to say that annoying phrase that he has to say every single time.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's the one. 8722. No, you don't have to say it because you'd already said it. So you don't need to...
Well, I said it anyway.
8722.
Start your message with the talk.
Is the number. Right, Diversity Pay-Per-View coming up next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every sofa in store is in the sale of the summer at DFS. But be quick, savings on selected sofas and bank holiday Monday. DFS.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of building materials stocked in volume, in store, and always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of tools and workwear, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The westbound A31 in the Stony Cross area of Hampshire is currently blocked. A caravan's tipped over around its junction with Stony Cross. The M11 in Essex is queuing after an accident northbound around Junction 8 for Bishopsdorf. The two vehicles involved have been recovered, but there's still delays. M6 North struggling after a problem near Junction 17 for Sandbach and Crewe. Queues back to 16. And severe delays around the closure of the A483 Wrexham bypass. It's closed north from the A5 through to the A539 for the recovery of an overturned lorry. A5's looking particularly bad just north of Oswald Street. I'm Gerina Adams.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order! Innocent until proven guilty.
Friday nights from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate.
Talk Radio. Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes, and just ahead of today's Diversity Paper Review, Cornelius has been sifting through some of your reactions that have been coming
John,
in.
Lots of reactions coming in. Yesterday with Julia being off and John being up in Edinburgh, I had almost no work to do. That's coming from Frank. Admission. And I look like Robert De Niro and I drive a Mitsubishi Zero. That's coming from Billy Bragg.
Thanks very much. Indeed, if you've got a reaction, well, you know what to do. React it to us, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you'd like.
Diversity. Is the order of the afternoon. Regular listeners know that we are the most diverse programme in broadcasting. It's the It's the moment of the diversity paper review. The papers, sure, they're reviewed. Yeah, they're reviewed on other inferior radio stations and programmes, aren't they? But do they have a different diversity each day reviewing the papers? I don't think they do. Are we doing it? Yes, we are. Is it the kind of thing that would make Lenny Henry tentpole his premiere in duvet? Yes, it is. That's how excited we are about diversity here at Talk Radio. And today we welcome a new diversity. It's Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
And what kind of diversity are you, Josh?
I'm Black British.
Black British. But weirdly, when you arrived, or just before you arrived, someone said you were coming in and you were Jewish. It became very clear very quickly that you aren't.
Yeah, I will, I'll make sure I talk to her about that. It's a really interesting story to bring up.
Yeah.
But, but no.
So I apologise to diversity fans everywhere for getting the wrong diversity earlier, but it wasn't my fault.
They would have ticked it off on their bingo cards
exactly.
This week already.
Ticked the diversity box, quite literally.
Yeah.
And now they've ticked that up. Jewish, and it's Black British.
Close enough, close.
So you've been looking through the papers, Josh.
Yep.
What are we starting with?
Well, Bolt. Usain Bolt's escapades in Rio for his 30th. Great stuff, actually. He was in a nightclub made up with two women. Then he decided he met another woman. Now, this woman is the widow of one of Rio's most notorious drug lords, a man called Dina Terra, who was killed earlier this year by some kind of elite police force.
Right.
And, yeah, this guy done tons of kind of nasty stuff. And she posted a picture on her Instagram of her and Bolt together.
Yes.
Which is quite interesting. Now he's in London, dropping a reign of terror here. So it should be interesting to see what he gets up to over the next 48 hours.
Well, it's kind of an interesting... I mean, you know, he's one of the most successful athletes, of course, in the world. And some would argue that he's allowed to party however he likes once he's got his medals.
That's a good point.
But, you know, but hanging out with the widows of dead drug lords and sort of... And did you say there were three women involved in this?
So she was one of the three. The funniest part about that is it's not really funny, actually. I believe in monogamy. I think it's a beautiful thing. But the funny thing about this is that he has a committed relationship back home in Jamaica.
Yes.
And she tweeted, she was like, I wish people didn't know. I wish no one found out. But
he's got... I think I read an interview with him where his attitude towards monogamy is one that he says comes from a Jamaican culture, whereby... you can sort of do what you like.
Yeah.
And so that's his attitude towards it. I suppose he's upfront about that.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, it's going to be funny to see what she does. Because the endorsement dollars are coming in now. You know what I mean? The fame is picking up. And there must be so much public pressure on her to leave him.
Well,
and I don't think she will.
No, I don't think she will. I think it does all fall apart for it. Because often when athletes, so-called disgraced athletes, and they lose their sponsorship, that's not going to happen in this case. But he's always he could go and be a drug lord, couldn't he, if he wanted, because he's got the contacts.
Exactly,
you
know,
that's what
it's going to be interesting for him. Should be fun.
What else have we got?
All right, so we've got the NHS has to pay £2,000 in compensation to a worker who was fired when... her secret life as a porn star in famous films such as Omar's Fat Bird Frenzy.
Oh,
came
right,
out.
It's
a popular match.
Yeah.
By one of my colleagues, Gary, told me about it.
Yeah.
And, at least she gets a bit of money for it. It's probably more than she made for the film. So, so hopefully
what's
it's...
What's it called? Omar's what?
Omar's Fat Bird Frenzy. Apparently it's available on Amazon. All good videos.
Right. Okay. I mean, we could be misinterpreting it entirely. It could be some sort of, corporate video about farm birds and
that's a good point.
Plumping up turkeys for Christmas. We don't know.
I didn't think about that.
You've just got a dirty mind, Josh. That's the problem with you.
It could be a natural program.
There you go. So she's been fired. So she's suing for what? Wrongful dismissal or something?
Exactly. Yeah. So she's suing for wrongly being dismissed.
Yeah.
And she got a £2,000 payout. I'm curious if she's going to keep being a porn star, though, or if she's going to stop.
Yeah.
Well, what would you do?
What would I do? In that situation.
It's tough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm John Holmes, right? And there's the two mics I mentioned earlier. There was a famous porn star called John Holmes.
Oh, I see.
You see, so...
And that's nothing to do with you.
No, I'm going to say no because he's dead of AIDS, and that was a long time ago.
Oh,
so it was, So I don't have that in common with him.
That took a bad turn.
Yeah. what with being alive. So so it's not a career path I've ever thought about. But now you've said it,
yeah.
You know, I think you know. I don't think I'd be if I was to become a porn star. I don't think I'd be dismissed from here. I think you know. I think that's a you know that's a positive. I mean, they gave Paul Ross breakfast and all what he's done.
I think your career would go through the roof. Yeah. I think you'd start every segment.
Yeah,
I think you'd go through the roof.
Yeah. So we await for the next chapter in her tale, I suppose, of whether or not she. Because I mean, now she's, you know, we've now heard of her, which we you know, unless you'd watched the fat film, you probably hadn't before. So you know,
of course
good,
not. No
it's good
job.
Publicity,
it.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Never seen it. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
It's a rare example, actually, of that film, because where the sequel, Omar's Fat Bird 2, is right. better than the original.
That would probably be more popular, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Omar's stats go through the roof.
Omar's Fat Bird Frenzy 2, Fat Harder, it's called.
Ooh.
Anyway, what else have you got?
What else we got? So we have Idris Elba is competing in his first boxing match. At the glamorous age of 43, after saying he was too old to play James Bond. I don't know which one would be more physical. I have an inkling it may be the boxing. But yeah, he's been posting training videos, you know, of him working out in the UK and other countries, sparring videos. We'll have to see what happens.
Why does he want to box? Do we know this?
I have absolutely no idea. It should be interesting, though. I'm curious.
Because he doesn't need to. I mean, it's obviously a hobby.
Well, he's always said he used to fight when he was younger. He's always kind of been fighting people, and he always used to play who's the hardest guy and all this stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see if he really brings that into the ring. That's a tough. He has a lot to lose, I think.
Yeah, do we know who he's planning to fight?
No one knows where he's fighting, who he's fighting. I find it. He said it's tomorrow. So either he doesn't want people to come, which I understand because it's your first fight, and it makes sense. Or maybe he doesn't know. I don't know. But why would you not know? Of course he must know.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, it's one of those things that... I wasn't even aware of this. I didn't even got a clue that it'd be... I mean, perhaps all actors now just follow his lead. I mean, an actor like Helen Mirren or something.
Yeah,
or,
in a boxing
you know,
match, yeah.
Dame Judi Dench.
She'd probably do quite well.
Fighting in a... No, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm just going to put this out there, but, you know, in mud. And, you know, I think it's, you know, or, you know, oiled up in a paddling pool full of baby oil or something like that.
Wow.
Interesting, wouldn't it?
Wow. You've gone there.
Yeah, yeah. So, maybe it's something we could, you know, because once an actor's... I mean, Idris Elba's career is on the rise, but arguably, I suppose, if you're not, you could turn to the... I think all actors and actresses should give boxing a go. Now you've said that, you know.
Why not? Well, who boxed? Freddie Flintoff. He boxed professionally. He boxed an actual professional fighter. He trained for it for months or like a year.
Yeah, yeah. And they made a documentary, and then he had his fight, and he was rubbish.
In his first fight, poor guy.
Idris hasn't watched that. It's going to put him right off.
I mean, I didn't say that about Freddie because I did see him in the building the other day.
Yeah,
someone else. That's what I was told.
I once went
by Cass.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I once went out drinking with Freddie Flintoff.
Did you?
Yes.
God.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he might not be good at boxing, but he's good at that.
At least you're still here, John.
That's a man. Just about. Yeah. Yeah. That's a man who can put away the mojitos. Let me tell you.
Mojitos.
10 in the morning.
Oh,
he's a big
yes.
boy, isn't he? How tall is he? 6'2", 6'2".
Everyone's a bit taller than I am, so I don't really know.
I did notice that when I wasn't going to say.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Right. And actually, when I said I'd consider a career in adult entertainment films, Cass through the glass there wrote down on the screen in front of me, because she can type and I can see
right,
it,
right.
Yes, there's probably a market for midget porn. She actually wrote that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
No, well, yeah.
You could do it, though. I think you could. Ron Jeremy's a really famous porn star. Yeah. Not comparing you to Ron Jeremy, you're much better looking. But...
But, when in a hole, stop digging, Josh.
Yeah.
good advice for anyone in the porn industry. Yeah.
I think you'd be very popular. I really do.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. What else have you got?
What else have you got? So, Cara Delevingne and Amber Heard were turned away from a strip club in central London. What is it called again?
I think it's like you don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it Spearmint Rhino?
No, it's famous. It's like Strippalicious.
Strippalicious? Is that a thing?
It's really famous. It's really, really famous.
Stringfellows.
Bloody hell, do you have any? You're just going to go through the list.
They're the two. White Rhino, is that
No,
one?
It's not one. It's a really popular one. It's really, really popular. I can't remember the name of this place. But yeah, they were turned away after repeatedly saying, "Don't you know who I am?" and demanding free entry from the manager.
That's a poor choice of words.
Yeah. And he was like, well, you know, you're still going to have to pay, I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do.
So this is Amber Heard of recent Johnny Depp leaving fame.
She's said to be having celebrated her $7 million divorce settlement at Sophisticat.
I've never heard of it.
Don't think I'd go to a strip club called Fisticats. That's the sort of thing.
Damn it, Cornelius.
Nick Grimshaw would get involved in. I don't think that's a good name for a strip club at all. Spell it.
Oh, dear. Midget S-O-P-H. Porn strip clubs.
Oh, right, I understand now.
Stripper.
Yeah, I got you now. I've not heard of that, so you know, that makes me, you know, decent. Yeah. All right, so Amber Heard, and who's the other one? Cara
Delevingne. She played Enchantress in Suicide Squad. Most recently.
Oh, yeah, which I haven't seen.
Yeah.
But fine. Right, okay. Well, you know, big news there for the papers, isn't it?
Big news.
Two famous women out on the town and get turned away from a strip club.
Exciting stuff.
What else have you got?
Last one is Danny Dyer. So he was, this has been quite well publicised, actually. He was beaten up by Mark Wright's friends at V Festival. So there's six of them, they surrounded him. And he was with his daughter. And apparently they beat him up. And there's a picture that showed him afterwards, like a tiny, tiny mark. It's so small, just underneath his eye. Considering there were six of them beating him, you'd think that he would have more serious injuries. Yeah, he's perfectly fine.
He's odd, isn't he?
Oh, clearly.
That's why.
Danny Dyer. Oh, I'm Danny Dyer. What? So, hang on. Right, let's get the bottom of this. So, the V Festival, which, let's be honest, is
it's horrific.
It's absolutely horrible
place full of horrible people.
It is. Really?
I know.
It is. It's the worst
place. It's the worst place for flying.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Really?
Yeah. Literally the worst.
People don't even bother. There's so much urine.
No.
Flung about. People don't even bother weeing out into cups anymore and throwing it. They just throw themselves at people and just they just burst their own bladders over people. It's a horrible place.
It's that bad that in front of the main stages they have these massive ground sheets over the grass. Black ground sheets.
Well, just in case people just urinate on the floor.
Yeah, I think that's why it's there, to stop all the...
Oh, my God. But Bee Festival is quite a big festival, right?
It's a major festival, Drake.
Oh, yeah. It gets the big names, but the sort of riffraff that they get.
I went to the Essex one, I should say. I don't know about the Northern one.
Oh, that's probably fine.
It's probably worse.
John, have you been to V Festival?
I have. I went to do a show for Radio 1 from there some years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
You were on Radio 1?
Yes, I was on Radio 1. Why is that surprising? And it also wasn't in the 1970s. I'm not one of them. So shut up before you say that. Yes, what's so surprising about that the fact that I was on radio?
There's supposed to be cool presenters on that station.
I used to be cool.
Really?
Yes!
Wow! Back in the day.
I mean, that cardigan is quite cool.
Thank you!
He's dressed well. He's pulling it off.
Yeah, see?
What music did you have to play on Radio 1?
I played some My Chemical Romance.
And?
Arcade Fire.
And what pop music did you have to play?
Well, it was for the V Festival thing. It was whoever was playing at V Festival, as far as I can remember.
Well, it used to be a lot rockier, so...
Yeah, and then I went to see my Radio 1 overnight show.
Yeah.
Wow. Why is this surprising?
Just never heard of it before.
Well, you're just not down with the cool kids, Con, that's why.
So no one knew he was on Radio 1 before?
No, not even the listeners.
Oh, that's just unnecessary. Yeah. Oh, God.
And on that note... we shall end. Josh, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's Josh doing our diversity paper review. He'll be back, no doubt. After the break and the news, there will be the big debate at 3 o'clock. Your chance to win some meat as well today in a game of Band or Robot. If you would like to play against paid intern Cornelius, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
And... there's also a box of organic veg as well, because we're not racist. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Dryathlon is coming, and the idea of not drinking during September is having a startling effect on many Brits. In Mead, it can do strange things inside a one's head. Gin rum circumstances, people actually miss beer words as alcoholic beverages. Wine this happens isn't something Pinot. At this point, it can be sherry worrying, but merely shows that an absinthe from booze might be a good thing. Not least to raise money for Cancer Research UK. It's tough, but give it a shot, and we will beat cancer sooner. Sign up at dryathlon.org.
In the details, very often, is the beauty. When all these little things come together, it's the ultimate feeling of completeness.
The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor's hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £2,388.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock, it is Talk Radio on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm John Holmes and here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a soldier shot dead in exercise. Team GB are given a hero's welcome. And here, the winner of Edinburgh's Funniest Joke.
Talk Radio.
A soldier has died in a military training area in Northumberland. Both the police and the Ministry of Defence are investigating. Talk Radio's Robin Schoenhofer has more.
It happened during a live firing exercise at a range in Otterburn last night. The soldier was found with a serious head wound and was pronounced dead at the scene by paramedics. The man who hasn't been named was a member of the Royal Regiment of Scotland. The Armed Forces Minister Mike Penning has called his death a tragedy, saying safety is a priority.
Great Britain's triumphant athletes have been met by cheering crowds as they arrive back from Rio after a record-breaking Olympic Games. They landed at Heathrow Airport in a gold-nosed passenger jet, which was filled with champagne. Adam Peaty claimed gold and silver in the pool, smashing his own world record in the breaststroke, and says it's a bit surreal.
Every time you think of it, you get goosebumps. It's, you can't explain it in one single word. You know, over these next few weeks, hopefully I realise what it actually is. I mean, as I said, we have been in this bubble. It's going to be great to realise, hopefully, what I've done and put it to bed, really.
Russia won't have any athletes at next month's Rio Paralympics. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has upheld a ban over state-sponsored doping. GB Paralympic cyclist Jody Cundy says he can understand why the decision's been made.
If it was a state-sponsored doping programme and there were Paralympic parts to that, then the IPC were in their right mind to do that. So, yeah, I understand from the fact that there are clean athletes out there. And if I was one of those clean athletes and I was in Russia and stuff, I'd be making sure heads were rolling to find out exactly what was going on so I could compete in the games.
The family of a British boy who was killed in a grenade blast in an apartment in Sweden said he'd only just celebrated his 8th birthday. Yusuf Wasami from Birmingham died when a device was thrown through a window in Gothenburg at around 3 a.m. yesterday. Abdi Wahid Wasami says it's a miracle none of his other relatives died. The head of the school's watchdog Ofsted, who was recorded describing the Isle of Wight as a ghetto where there's inbreeding, has resigned. David Hall stepped down with immediate effect. And the funniest joke of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival has been revealed.
So my dad has suggested that I register for a donor card. He's a man after my own heart.
That's Masai Graham, whose gag is one of 10 shortlisted by comedy critics before going to a public vote. He says it's a bit of a surprise as he has a terrible memory.
I'm very scatty. The jokes are in my head. It's just there's no order and I don't know what joke's coming next, so therefore the audience don't know either. So it keeps me on the edge of my seat.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Very warm and sunny for England and Wales. Rain and feeling a little cooler in the far north of England, southern Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 29 degrees.
So of the it's shocking news, isn't it, Victoria? So the whole Olympic Team GB have drowned. Is that?
No. Why would you say that, John?
Well, read that story again. The Olympic one?
The Olympic one?
Yeah.
Great Britain's triumphant athletes have been met by cheering crowds as they arrived back from Rio after a record-breaking Olympic Games.
Yeah.
They landed at Heathrow Airport in a gold-nosed passenger jet, which was filled with champagne. It did have a lot of champagne on board.
Because, you know, that's
they were very merry.
Yeah, but you said your story suggests that it was full of champagne.
I have said bottles of champagne? Would that have been clearer?
Well, possibly, but also if it was literally filled with like a massive bottle bank, a flying bottle, and they wouldn't be able to get on it, would they? Be just filled with the champagne bottles. But the way you described it, I assumed, like everyone else.
No.
The team had drowned.
No. It was.
And when they opened the door, it was just a flood of corpses and fizzy wine.
Now, you're meant to be quite conversational in news. That's what we're told. So that's a turn of phrase, and I used it, and now you're being a pedant.
Lots of tweets coming in, people just marking their respects for the team now, thinking they're dead.
I think you're lying.
That's so sad. Yeah. No, look. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to put it straight that Team GB are happy.
What a sad day after the success in Rio that the entire Team GB are dead now, all drowned.
They were in the prime of their life, someone has said.
Yeah.
They still are.
Hashtag RIP Team GB.
Yeah, heroes have fallen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And now the main news outlets are picking up on it as well.
It's not true.
If you've just tuned in, all of Team GB are dead.
No, that's not true. They are alive and happy and probably a bit drunk.
Because their plane was accidentally filled with champagne rather than...
No, it was purposely
petrol.
Put on board.
And air to breathe. It's Talk Radio. Thanks, Victoria. It's Talk Radio. And now Ben's got the sport live from a fairground carousel.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The live football action continues tonight with matters to be settled at home and abroad. Among the 21 EFL Cup second round ties, Sky Bet League 2 Stevenage host Barclays Premier League Stoke, while Crystal Palace host Blackpool. Burton Albion boss Nigel Clough says he's expecting Liverpool to take their time very seriously. The Sky Bet Championship outfit host Jurgen Klopp's side after they lost 2-0 to Burnley in the Premier League at the weekend. Clough doesn't expect Klopp to rest too many players.
Generally speaking, I don't think he seems to be the sort of manager that puts, you know, completely weakened teams out. And I think the size and strength of their squad means that whatever 11 they put on the pitch, it's going to be pretty formidable for us.
Elsewhere this evening, Celtic can secure a place in this season's Champions League group stage. They take on Hapoel Beersheba and have a 5-2 lead on aggregate. Finally, it's reported Ian Bell could be on the verge of a return to the England Test cricket side. He's not featured for his country since November last year. Meanwhile, England's one-day series with Pakistan gets underway at Southampton tomorrow. That's the very latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That was Ben live from a fairground carousel with the sports. You are listening to Talk Radio. The big debate is next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right, good afternoon to you. If you've just joined us, yes, it's Talk Radio. In the afternoon, I am John Holmes, and later, your chance to win some meat. Do not forget your chance to win some meat. It could be a choice of chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. If you'd like to play band or robot, it could be yours. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with... No, just text. Yeah. Just text,
oh, you're
please.
Right.
Just
text. Oh, yeah, because it's a competition, so it has to be a text, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Let's do that again.
Okay.
If you'd like to enter to play band or robots to win some meat, 87222...
Let's do it again.
If you'd like to enter to play Band or Robot to win some meat this afternoon, here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word tool.
Nailed it. Right. Just ahead of the big debate, by the way, they've just announced more of the names for the lineup for Strictly, of course. Robert Mugabe is just been announced. He'll be orchestrating the killing of 20,000 civilians who didn't vote for him, and bulldozing the villages that they live in. So the judges really have got their work cut out with those votes. Emma from Jane Austen's novel Emma is also in. John Merrick, the Elephant Man, and Anatole von Hugel, the Italian etymologist who died in 1928, and also The Bear from the 1980s Saturday evening TV favourite, BJ and the Bear. And the funny thing about that, of course, is that the bear from BJ and the Bear wasn't even a bear. It was actually a chimpanzee called Bear.
And why did you say The Bear?
The Bear.
You should have just said Bear.
Bear. Yeah, I'm just reading out what's in the news. I'm just reading it.
Why have they said the bear? Well, I think they've got it confused.
Yeah, well, it is a confusing notion, because the humour comes from the fact that the bear,
yeah,
isn't a bear. It's a chimpanzee, but it's called Bear in the programme BJ and the Bear, where Greg Evigan was a truck driver.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the lineup for Strictly. It's time for today's big debate. Sort of expecting some music there, but there it is. Yeah. All right then, big debate time on Talk Radio, and it's a history. Not my words, of course, but the words of Toya. If she'd sang It's a History instead of her song It's a Mystery. She didn't, though, so to be honest, that is a moot point. But, of course, history, as you know, is all over the news today. As we know, there is a gender gap between the amount of history that a man can remember compared with the amount of history that a woman can remember. A man won't remember anything, whereas a woman can remember when a man annoyed her down to the last second, even if it was about 12 years ago. But the question remains, do we still need history in 2016, now that we've got modern things like the calendar and the future? On the line is Henry. Good afternoon, Henry.
Hello, John. Hello.
Very well. Yeah, good, thanks. Henry's called in. Because I understand, Henry, listening to that, you are very anti the notion of history and you don't think we need it.
That's correct, John. I think history is appallingly dull. I think it is, I know this for a fact, history is statistically, the most boring subject taught at school.
Yes.
And those who study it at university often grow up to become dangerously dull people. No one can remember any interesting historical events. There's just nothing good about history.
Nothing good about
the present.
Nothing good about history. William's on the other line. He's called in hearing you say that. He thinks you're a massive idiot. William, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jonathan.
Good afternoon. Now, yes.
And well done on predicting my assessment of this chap.
Yeah, well, it's, I'm listening to Henry there, and I think he's an idiot as well. So, it wasn't a great leap. So, William, look, Henry said we don't need history anymore, not in the modern world. You know, it's just absolutely irrelevant. What's your take on this?
Well, I believe we need history, and the main reason, there's lots of reasons, but the main reason is that all of it is owned by the Queen.
Yes.
Her Majesty, God bless her and all who sail in her.
Yes.
And anything owned by the Queen automatically gains a kind of, I like to call it a magic queenly sheen.
I'd like to call it that as well. Let me just do that.
Yes, I would like to call it that.
Yes, I would like
to. I
would like to call
nobody
it that.
Nobody lets me call it that.
I would
they never allow me to call it that.
I would like to call it that. A magic...
Yes, me too.
A magic
queenly
stop,
sheen.
No, let me do it. I'd like to do it. A magically... What is it again?
It's a magic queenly sheen.
A magic queenly sheen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call it that. I think that's stupid. This is childish.
Henry, a lot of people listening to this programme now will have heard you say that and think, no, you're childish.
Well, no, suit them, I say. No, well, listen, John, I think...
Someone's just texted in saying, I think Henry's mum's childish.
Well, that's unnecessary.
Magic Queenly Sheen.
I've got no comment
whether
for that.
Whether she's childish or not, she remains a subject.
Would you, are you against the Queen owning all history, Henry?
I'm against the Queen owning anything, including all the swans. There's nothing sheeny about them. They're dirty, they poo everywhere. Kill them.
Are we talking about the swans or the royal family now?
Yes.
The Queen can break a man's arm.
I could break the Queen.
You could try. You could try.
I'd ruin her. I bloody would, you know.
I think you could have at her and just see what happens.
Let's...
I'll give her a magic sheen, all right.
Proletarian attitude, I think.
Let's bring the debate back to the point of history. Now, as you know, there are plans. These were trials that were put in place in Sweden, and there's talk of us copying it. In that, every 2 weeks now, the council will collect your history, and there's going to be bins, special bins put out. Obviously, you know the colours of the bins. William, do you know the colours of the bins currently? The currently bin colours.
Bins.
Yes.
Is that something that servants? Or eat or something.
Yes, they put them out. Well, I'll help you. It's black. It's black for the general waste, isn't it? And then there's sort of green for recycling, and then maybe another one for cardboard or something. But these bins are going to be
fascinating that they colour these things.
I know. Otherwise you just
back
put
in
things.
My day, we just set fire to it.
You just put them in the wrong. Anyway, the point is, all houses in Britain are going to be given a history bin now for them to take your history away every 2 weeks. It's going to be lemon. I wonder what you make of that. Henry, first, I mean, you probably like this idea, don't you, of these regular history collections?
No, I agree with what William said, actually, about setting fire to all history. Look, John, I think Tony Robinson is solely to blame for all this history in the country, right?
Yeah.
I think it is my belief that Tony Robinson should be locked up for historical offences, quite frankly.
Yeah, well...
That's offences to history.
Yes, and a lot of people would agree with that.
Oh, God.
William...
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
What is, you know, what would you say to someone who would say, you know, a history naysayer like Henry? And he's not the only one, of course. I mean, what would you say to them? What's worth, you know, preserving of history?
Well, you know, I'd rather, I'm curious about is what these upstarts would replace history with?
Good question.
I mean, I expect it would be something like, you know, video nasties or something, and we'd go, what happened to Nelson at the glorious Battle of Trafalgar? Did he win? No, because his foot was bitten off by a plastic clown. That's what would happen.
That's what happened anyway, isn't it?
No. That's
the problem, you see, because without the knowledge of history, you know, generations of school children from now might be told.
Exactly that. Exactly that. Yes.
Are we still on the radio?
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
I rather enjoy a good session on the radiogram. I mean, you chaps on the radiogram enjoy chortling. I can see. You enjoy a chortle at stuff. And that would be impossible without history.
Yes.
I mean, one of you might say something like, you know, like a joke, like, I say, a funny thing happened to me yesterday.
Yes.
And the other one would say, what's yesterday? And that would be the only thing in the world.
And there we must leave the...
BA Modern History, and just take a look at who his brother is.
Shut up now. Okay. There we must leave the debate. William, could you...
Could have been the commander of a nuclear submarine, you know.
Could you sum up the debate for us in one word, William?
Plumgust.
And Henry?
Libel.
Thank you. If you've got a point of view on whether or not we still need history in this day and age, then we want to hear from you. Do you want a generation of children believing that Nelson's foot was bitten off by a plastic clown? That's no 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Morning. So you got an IT crisis?
Yeah, my machine's not responding.
Have you pressed Alt Command F7?
Alt Command F7.
No, F6.
You just said F7?
Yeah, I meant F6.
Our breakfasts are freshly prepared, even if you're not. Like the all-in-one breakfast wrap. McDonald's. We make breakfast. Served before 10:30 a.m.
So the train stops and the doors open exactly where you're standing. You get the last free seat. And you remember to pick up a free metro. Everything's working out suspiciously well. Maybe it's time to buy a lottery ticket, my friend. This could be your lucky day. Pick up a metro. Free every weekday morning.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of building materials stocked in volume, in store, and always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of tools and workwear, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hampshire's M27 is currently closed westbound, junctions 2 to 1. That's because of an accident on the A31 through the New Forest. That's closed west from the M27 through to its junction with the A338, the recovery of an overturned caravan. The closure of the M27 in place for the diversion. M42 north struggling around 3A for the M40. There's been an accident there. A breakdown on the westbound M62 is causing delays as you approach junction 20 for Rochdale. And Wrexham's A483 Wrexham bypass still closed both ways now because of an overturned lorry. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Brothers Gould, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A seamless transition between tea time and twilight with the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire with me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back check, bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio, keeping it in the family. With the Brothers Gould.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
If you're listening to this, you'll know it's Talk Radio, home of your reactions. And your reactions are coming in to that debate, whether or not we need history in this modern world we live in, full of calendars and more calendars. William, very much for the notion of history, wanted to keep it. Otherwise, of course, as he said, children will be taught in schools that that Nelson had his foot bitten off by a plastic clown, whereas Henry was very much against the notion of history, wanted to see it binned along with the Queen, who owns it all. What's coming, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. Nigel has got in touch to say that he's been using... He lived in Sweden while they were doing the... the trials, yes, of the history bins. They, yep, called them the has-bins there, and he, yep, says it was great for getting rid of Chico, Kerry Katona and Dave Benson Phillips in their has-bins.
Thanks very much.
And also, Militant Feminisis says, I'm sick of hearing about history. When are we going to hear about Hurtery?
Thank you very much indeed for your reactions, which are most welcome. Now, this is where we help, well, people who beg for coin. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that we do like to help people who've got a crazy dream, a notion that they can change the world for the better and make a few quid off it. Yes, Kickstarters and crowdfunding. You know, if you've, you know, sort of people who've got an idea, they can't quite get it off the ground on their own, you know, because it's, you know, someone's invented a robotic homing otter or a spider whisk for whisking spiders, then Kickstarter is the place where they all hang out. It's time to help another one. It's time to give a Kickstarter a kick up the arse. such person is on the telephone line balancing unit now. He's called Pierre Giorgio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Where do we find you? Where are you?
Oh, I'm in Italy, in Torino.
Very nice too. And,
working to promote my project.
Yes, well, that's the point. I mean, now, I'll be honest with you, Pierre Giorgio. I've spoken to a lot of people with a lot of ideas for things on Kickstarter and various crowdfunding things for this feature. And I have to say, having seen yours, it's the one I like the most.
Thank you.
Why don't you... This is something I would never have thought of. Why don't you tell us about it?
Okay, Terra is an old project that we designed in 1999.
Yes.
So it's something that is quite old, that's 16 years old. And we decided to come back on this project because everybody loves this project. So we decided to come back on this project using all the power of the technology that we have now, like the digital fabrication.
Yeah, well, you had to, I'll be honest with you, when I sort of looked at it, you know, it's often where people have ideas. And they take a little bit of explaining, they take a little bit of, you think, well, why would I be interested in that? I mean, I'll be honest with you, last week I spoke to a man who had an idea for a bag. And it was, you know, and you just put it on the back of a bike. And while it was a fair idea, it didn't grab me as quickly as yours. Because when I read what yours is, and it's simply, allow me to quote from your site. It says this, Terra, growing furniture. Now, already I'm interested. And I read on, a grass armchair that grows in your garden and becomes part of your landscape. Now, that is a unique selling point, isn't it?
Yeah, that is the main idea. It's creating something that is a kind of terraforming, so something that is part of the landscape. So it's not like a chair that you can put in your garden and it's something that is a kind of alien, is a different for the nature, but it's something that is part of your landscape, any kind of landscape. So in some way we love that you can make it by grass, but if you're in the desert, you can also make it by sand.
Yeah.
So that's the idea, to create your own landscape and have a space to rest in, a kind of nest.
Yeah, it is a kind of nest. You're absolutely right. Because, I mean, and presumably if you lived in the landscape of a nest, you could actually have a nest. But how does it work then? So you've got a frame inside, and then you sort of grow your landscape over and around it. Is that right?
Yeah. So it works in this way. So started with this idea for himself. And we figured out with the idea to create in a kit of the Terra project. So the kit is mainly a cardboard frame, cutted now in laser cutting, that you can create as like the shape of a chair. It's a really particular chair because we designed it.
Yeah. Do you have to stop at chairs, or could you get a whole, I mean, you know, you could, presumably using the same sort of technique, you know, because you supply this cardboard, as it were, and then whatever I've got in my landscape, I grow over it, and grass, dirt, sand, whatever. Could it all sorts of furniture be done?
Yeah, it was started. So if you're going to Kickstarter right now, you can see all the family. So we're starting from the cushion, that is the most simple object, and then we will have, the Terra kids for children.
Yes.
And also we love that somebody reinvented also the pack for the school, so maybe the children can play in the garden and made it many. And also we create the sofa, that is amazing because it's a kind of extended sofa. So existing the armchair that you cut it in the half, you split in the half, and then you had the upgrade. And with the upgrade, you can create a kind of infinity sofa. So
an infinity sofa.
You have like the two seats. Yeah.
Like a sofa that never ends.
Never ends.
Yeah.
You add in just the upgrade every time you want, and so you can create like an infinity sofa.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'd get a lot of people on that, certainly.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, it already looks, I mean, from the pictures alone, people relaxing, I'm going to say hipsters, but they are, relaxing on sort of these grass seats that just look like natural parts of the landscape. And I mean, how much would I pay for one of these?
You buy one right now, it's €195. That probably is like £160.
Well, given the state of the pound and the euro at the moment, that's probably 300 quid. But I think that's good. I think that's, I mean, that, you know, and presumably it lasts forever, does it?
Yeah. That is, it's really important how you made it, because there are like some tips that we suggest to all the people that will buy to make it very longer, so that will resist to the weather, to the snow. So
yes, well, I mean, I wish you all the best with it. If we go to Kickstarter, it's spelt like this. It's Terra, T-E-R-R-A. So I guess if you search for that and it's growing furniture, you'll find it on Kickstarter. It's a living product, and it grows like a tree grows. It eventually probably becomes too big to sit on, but anyway. Remember this advice, though. If we start here with grass chairs. We've already talked about other grass furniture, but should you ever, Pierre, should you ever go so far as to create a grass house, right? Then the advice is not to keep the chairs in there, and here's why. People in grass houses shouldn't stow thrones. It's fine, you don't have to answer that. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I wish you all the best with it. That's Pierre Giorgio, who's made a chair out of soil. If you have a Kickstarter project that you would like to talk to us about, to give it some radio promotion, and don't forget, we are the most, the 34th most listened to radio programme, or station, out of a possible 39 other national ones. So, you know, the stakes are high. Get in touch. You can do it via 87222. Start your message with the word talk, or use @talkradio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
At just about 3:30. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John.
Yeah. The microphone's not working, is it?
Have you rewired it?
My headphones aren't working.
Hang on, I'll fix it.
It's John's fault.
I'll fix it, everybody. Don't panic.
It's John's fault, everyone.
I fixed it.
Hello. Oh, okay, that works.
I fixed it.
Okay. Start again. A soldier has died after being shot at a military training area in Northumberland. It happened during a live firing exercise at a range in Otterburn last night. The man was found with serious head wound and was pronounced dead at the scene. The police and Ministry of Defence are investigating. Britain's most successful Olympic team in a century has been given a hero's welcome. Team GB landed in a gold-nosed passenger jet at Heathrow Airport to be greeted with cheers from ground staff and their waiting families. Alistair Brownlee, who successfully defended his triathlon title from London 2012, has told Talk Radio the journey home was brilliant.
And how cool is it that you can fly home with a few hundred other Olympians and surrounded by over gold medalists? But yeah, we enjoyed it. Lots of chatting, had a few drinks, and it was absolutely really, really special. Definitely the most special plane journey I've ever been on.
Russia's athletes will be banned from the Paralympics after failing in an appeal against the punishment for doping. The Court of Arbitration for Sport says the decision to block all the country's competitors from taking part in Rio is proportionate and within the rules. The father of an 8-year-old British boy killed by a hand grenade in Sweden says it's a miracle the rest of his family survived. Yusuf Wasami from Birmingham was sleeping when the blast happened in Gothenburg in the early hours of yesterday. Leaked documents reveal concerns that the NHS may not have enough skilled staff to deliver a 7-day service, but the Department of Health insists that a risk assessment was a look at the worst case scenario. And Dominic Chappelle, the man who oversaw the collapse of BHS, has been given a 6-month driving ban after being caught doing 64 miles an hour in a 40 zone. The ex-racing driver already has 10 points for other speeding offences. The weather fine and warm across England and Wales this evening, but isolated heavy showers are possible in the far north with lows of 14 degrees. Tomorrow's be fine for most, but thundery showers later in the south. Highs of 29.
Any update on the sad, tragic death of the whole of Team GB?
They're still alive. Yeah. They didn't die.
Yeah, well, that's what everyone thought, isn't it?
No, that's what no one thought.
I notice you didn't quite have the courage of your convictions, though, and leave the line in that led to everyone thinking that Team GB had all died on the plane coming back from Rio, when you said that it was filled with champagne.
Well,
which is a health and safety nightmare, because you'd drown. You sort of tried to clarify it by saying it was what did you say?
Bottles of champagne.
No, conversational. You said.
Yeah, conversational.
But I know she took it out of that bulletin.
Mm. That's because I don't run the same script in every single bulletin. If you listen more often, you might notice that.
Apparently, Theresa May has replaced the open top buses with hearses for the Team GB
They're still alive.
Off the back of yours, so you're going to have to apologise to Theresa May now.
Well, I'd be glad if she was listening.
Well, apologise then.
Well, no, because I didn't lie. You guys went a bit... got a bit carried away, didn't you?
That's Victoria. She had the news there, exclusively broken on Talk Radio, the sad death
of... They're still alive.
Team GB.
They never died.
Big open-top hearses.
No hearses. Mm.
Jeff Hurst is going to lead the...
Mm, yeah, he is. He's still alive.
Yeah. Right, shall we press on? Because there's meat afoot. Victoria, there's meat. You can win some meat in a game of band or robot, chicken, beef or lamb. Get in touch with us. We'll be doing it in the next half an hour. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And before that, we'll review the day's front pages next on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The specials on the next Full Set Breakfast, you've got Bake Off and you've got The Boys, one of the finest from the Great British Bake Off, and The Jersey Boys, the Four Seasons, singing live in the studio. Hey, let's hang on to what we've got.
Let's hang on to what we've got. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, good afternoon then. It is Talk Radio and it's time for us to make our way, as a regular listener will know, to the sofa that is inexplicably in this studio because no one really uses it, apart from Paul Ross to take the occasional nap. We like to use it, and we like to have this part of the programme sort of informal. Because, you know, on the television, when people review the front page of the papers, don't they? Often what they'll do is do it on a sofa in a comfy sort of environment. And we like to do exactly the same. As we look through the front pages of some of the publications that ordinarily simply don't get a look in. If this was television, we would by now have seamlessly moved over to the sofa. And I even decided that I'd play a bit of music there to cover the bit where we moved the sofa. But the problem is, I forgot to then go to the sofa and we're sort of just standing here.
I didn't know when we were going to the sofa.
Well, we're going to go to the sofa now, is essentially what we're going to do, Con. So, right, so just, you know, I apologise again for this slightly awkward move, but we've got to leave the desk, move around to the sofa, make ourselves comfy on it, because that's where all the papers are, and we've got to put different microphone headsets on, so just hang on, or we just do that, just take the papers around there.
Have you got papers?
I've got some papers.
Excuse me, you're in the way now. Right. Oh, you caught around the cable.
Yeah. So
this isn't.
That's working. Not on, is it? It's
not working. Can we put mics 2 and 3 up?
This is all for me. This is always the most seamless part of the show.
Yeah. Have you done it right?
It's fine. All right, it doesn't matter. You sit on the sofa. Sorry, it's just been awkward while we sort of sort this out. But as usual, when this goes on the radio...
Is my one's on, isn't it?
We edit it out. It's absolutely fine.
But this one isn't.
It's like fascinating insight into the workings of seamless radio. What have you got, Cornelius? What is in the front on the front pages today? Review of the front pages.
This on the front of the Daily Star. Usain Bolt's night with drug lord's mole.
Yeah. Did he remove it for her?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. On the Sun, we have National Pottery. Just 1 in 4 charged parts of UK flout law. Okay. I don't know what that's about.
I've got Woodcraft magazine here. Elegant and easy, my first chair. And that's how to make a chair. Plus, weaving a seat and choosing and using Japanese saws. 16 tips and jigs. Mm. And that's Woodcraft magazine. Excellent. That's
have a look at this morning's Metro, made to honour Olympic heroes. That's a story, of course, about the month of May next year will be painted gold.
Yes.
To honour the Olympic heroes.
Yes, I'd heard that. Yeah, which we can all look forward to as part of the anniversary of it. Brides magazine. This is the number one wedding magazine. 22 pages of real weddings. See how one couple used 60,000 flowers, the best bridal salons in America they're Ooh. Running with today as well. What have you got?
This is on the front of the Times. Apparently, Russian Paralympics have lost ban appeal as if it were a limb.
And this from Quilting Arts magazine. This is... you can embellish a quilt with surface and design and fabric paint on a stitched surface. Quilting magazine. It's... the August-September 2016 issue, of course, Cornelius.
Yes, lots of upset on the front of the Mirror today because apparently mothers are not getting paid nearly as much as cousins and aunties.
Yeah. No.
Obviously, the big relative gap there, relative gap there.
Yeah, yeah. Dogster magazine. This is a magazine of, and I'm not joking, it's genuine, canine skin disorders. Get the skinny on canine skin disorders. Dogster magazine and how to safely bike with your dog. Safety tips for beach and park, and Dogster magazine. And there's a double page interview with Talk Radio's own Paul Ross in that dogging based magazine.
Yes, on the front of the Telegraph, surveys show prisons are a nicer stain than Butlins, apparently.
Thanks very much. That's a review of the front pages for you, and we do it because that's the sort of thing you have to do on Talk Radio stations, apparently. So, you know, we're just joining in. After the break, you can win some meat, then. Chicken, beef or lamb is the choice. You can also get a box of organic veg, because, you know, we're not racist towards vegetarians. It's all up for offer. If you'd like to play a game of Band or Robot, and you'll be playing against Cornelius...
Hello.
...then get in touch now, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on a 10-litre tub of Santex Trade Smooth masonry paint for only £24.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Crown, please, mate.
Food later?
Depends on this bet. I've got 11-1 on us to score in the next minute. If we do, we're quids in and it's a fancy dinner at Giovanni's. If not, the usual curry.
Come on, lads.
Bet fast with 10 bets, 1 and 5-minute fast markets.
Get in!
Lovely. Giovanni's it is then.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hampshire's M27 is currently closed westbound, junctions 2 to 1. That's because of an accident on the A31 through the New Forest. That's closed west from the M27 through to its junction with the A338, the recovery of an overturned caravan. The closure of the M27 in place for the diversion. M42 north struggling around 3A for the M40. There's been an accident there. A breakdown on the westbound M62 is causing delays as you approach junction 20 for Rochdale. And Wrexham's A483 Wrexham bypass still closed both ways now because of an overturned lorry. I'm Gerina Adams.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. Just coming up to a quarter time to 4 o'clock. And that was the travel there with James. And an anonymous has texted in. I think I know who it's from, actually. Yeah, listen to this. Hi, John. Before talking about traffic problems, I like to get all fruity, peel off my skin and divide myself into sections. I'm Tangerina Adams. Someone's just joking, said that.
Someone texted
just
that.
Just that.
Good. Great.
Of course, it's the absolute home of reactions because it is Talk Radio and you can react to us. Here's some reactions that have been coming in.
Lots coming in, John. Why don't the funny ones ever win? That's coming from everyone's reaction to every year of the Dave Joker the Fringe Award. And Marie from the Isle of Wight thinks that it's disgusting that the Ofsted chairman called the Isle of Wight a ghetto where there had been inbreeding. Mm. She says, my partner thinks it's a cheap joke and so does our mother. If it was true, I'd swim away from the island, which would be quite easy for me because I have webbed feet.
Thanks, Cornelius. If you've got a reaction, well, you know the number, 8722.
Start your message with a word, Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Okay, then. It's time to give away some meat. You can choose. From chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, if you're a vegetarian one. We aren't racist. So, it's a game of band or robot today. And on the line is it Sophie on the line? Hello, Sophie.
Hello, yeah.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, fine, thanks. Yeah, great. Nice, polite start, Sophie. Where are you from, Sophie, and what do you do?
I'm from South East London. I work in a shoe shop.
In a what, sorry?
Shoe shop.
A shoe shop?
Yep.
All right. A sort of independent shoe shop or a notable branch?
No, it's a chain. I'm sure you'd recognise it.
All right.
I'm going to keep under wraps.
Oh, fine. All right. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Is it Soul Trader?
Stop it.
It's not.
Okay.
I've got to say, it's not.
Fine. Right, so you'd like to win some meat, Sophie, would you? Is that right?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go for the chicken.
Chicken. Bold, strong choice. How long have you worked in a shoe shop, by the way?
A couple of years.
Is it...
Stop it.
Just interested in shoes? I mean, it's my belief, right, and Sophie, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's my belief that anyone who works in a shoe shop by choice... is a fetishist.
Controversial claim.
Yeah.
Controversial claim.
Do you find that to be true?
Not on personal experience, I've got to say, but maybe, you never know.
Okay, well, just checking. Right, so you'd like to win chicken. That is absolutely fine, but you need to score the correct amount of points. Of course, you'll be playing a game of band or robot against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. And what's your knowledge of robots like, Sophie?
It's not great. It's not amazing.
Right. Okay. Well, that's all you can do, really, isn't it? I mean, I'll be honest with you, it is a 50-50 shot. I'm going to call out a list of things. You've just got to tell me if it's the name of a band or genuinely the name of a robot. That's how it works, okay? So, eyes down, it's time to play band or robot. And it's Sophie playing today. Shoe shop Sophie. That's not easy to say. Playing for a chicken. Aspodcast is through the glass. You'll be keeping score. Here we go. It's Sophie versus Cornelius. Alphabetical order. Sophie first. Band or robot? Torg.
Robot?
Yes, it's a robot from the film Santa Claus versus the Martians.
Nice.
Little known. Tin Sprocket, Cornelius, band or robot?
Oh, I'm going to go for robot.
No, it's a band from Seattle, Tin Sprocket. Junk Man. Sophie.
Band, maybe?
No, a robot from Lost in Space, I'm afraid. Junk Man. The Bit Man. Cornelius, the Bit Man.
Bitman. I'm going to go for robot.
That was a mistake because it's a band.
Oh, then I'm going to go for band.
Too late now. Oh, no points for that. Clockwork Elvis, band or robot, Sophie?
Oh, definitely band.
Definitely a band, absolutely right. Ice Soldiers.
Ice Soldiers. Band.
No, they're robots.
Oh, I haven't got any so far.
From Doctor Who.
Oh, are there any Robot Wars ones in there?
Well, you have to wait and see.
Oh, I hope there is.
TikTok. Sophie.
Robot.
It is a robot, that's right, from the Oz books. AutoZarm. Cornelius.
Robot.
It is a band from New Zealand.
Oh my God, what is wrong with me today?
Ash.
Ash. Ash. Band?
He's a band, that's right, yeah. You absolutely am. Dot Matrix.
It's a printer. So I'm going to go for band.
It's a robot in the film Spaceballs, the Mel Brooks.
I haven't seen Spaceballs.
You are Spaceballs. Your mum's Spaceballs. Soldier 76.
Band?
Yes.
I'm good at this.
You are good at this.
Am I being set up here?
No! I'm just getting them wrong. The Mangaloids.
Robot.
Band.
Oh my!
Getting quite frustrated there, isn't he? The personoids. The personoids.
Band.
No, robot. They don't have. They're a fictional robot. They don't have bodies. They live in computers. Personoids.
Okay.
Cornelius, Metal Merkin.
Band.
Yes. No,
yes. Yes. I almost changed my answer there. Yeah, but I didn't.
And I'm going to take your second answer, so no points for that. Sophie, Robo Sapien.
Robot, surely.
He's a band.
No.
He's a band, Robo Sapien. And finally, Cornelius Bender. Bender.
He's the robot from Futurama.
Is the right answer.
Finally.
Right, we have to go to Asprod Cass, who has been keeping score through the glass. Now, I apologise in advance, Sophie. She's going to work out your scores. But we have to run it through the system here. In order to determine the scores. It's just quite a slow system. So just, if you don't mind hanging on the line, you know, just leave people's feet alone while this is happening. and we'll... Yes. And fetish. And Cass, can you hear me? Asprod Cass is a usual ray of sunshine through the glass. She's firing it up.
Firing up the system.
Just setting the system.
Yep, thanks. Thanks, Cass.
It's quite slow.
It's quite slow. Slur system.
Slur noise.
Sophie, if you're having trouble understanding what Cass says because of her northern goth voice, you can... we're in. You can you just press the red button on your radio and you get subtitles for what Cass is saying.
Right.
But we're
into the slur system. We're into the system now, as you can hear. We've just got to type.
Oh, it's so slur.
It is slur. Surfy.
Yep.
How do you spell surfy?
What? S-O-P-H-I-E.
P?
S-O-P-H-I-E.
You've put S-U-R-F-E-Y. Surfy.
How do you know that from in here?
I can see it. Put it on the screen. Delete that. Now write in English. So it's Sophie.
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 Yeah. Put Sophie.
Sophie.
<'Cause> she... just bear with us, Sophie.
That's all right. I'm hanging on.
Yeah, this is all to win a chicken, remember? So there's a lot to play for.
There's a lot riding on there.
Yeah. How do you spell chicken?
C? Just put hen. Put hen.
Hen.
It's quicker.
Hen. Okay. All right.
All right, are we?
Yeah. I need to print it.
Print it out, yeah. Sorry, Sophie, it's quite a slow printer as well. It's
sorry, yeah, it's
all right.
You're just printing now.
You take your time.
Yeah.
Quite slow.
So it's slur, it's slur.
Slur printer.
Yeah. Sorry about the slur printer.
Yeah, Sophie. All right. God, so, I really am sorry. It's, Ah, there we go. Right, Cass?
Yeah.
Read out what you printed.
The scores are...
Yes.
Con got 2.
Yes.
Yes.
And Surfie...
Surfie.
I think got 3.
Yes.
I missed the first one.
Right.
I don't know if she got it right.
Is that enough to win a chicken?
Yeah. I don't know. Must be.
Oh, go on then.
Hey, she's won a chicken! She's won a chicken! Congratulations! Well done! Well done, Sophie, in the shoe shop. You've won a chicken. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Back to the shoes with you. Sophie.
Sophie.
Yeah.
That's the name of the shop.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah.
It is.
All right, good. Go away now. Right, that's Sophie. She's won a chicken in a game of Band or Robot. There'll be more meat to give away as the week wears on, I dare say. Probably tomorrow. Should we give away some meat tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow as well. So if you missed out on your chance to win a meat there, your chicken, your beef, or your lamb, or your box of organic veg, which is vegetable meat, obviously, then more chances... to do so tomorrow. It's been Talk Radio. You're listening to Talk Radio on the radio. I'm John Holmes. Tomorrow on the programme, not only are you going to get a chance to win some meat, but I dare say there'll be other things. Why don't I now turn to Cornelius or turn to the producer, Cass, to ask what's on the show tomorrow?
What are we doing on the show tomorrow, Cass?
Right.
What day is it?
Doesn't matter, Sam's here now.
Oh, thank God.
Hi everyone.
A-list production team of the afternoon show right there.
Time were you in?
Go away. Up in the game, however, bringing a level of hitherto unseen professionalism to it is Sam Delaney. Hello, Sam Delaney.
How you doing?
I was half an hour late today.
What, to your show?
Correct.
So what happened in the first half hour?
The two mics had to carry on.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I always wondered what happened in those scenarios.
That's what happened.
Whoa, why?
Yeah.
Yeah, hang on. I'll just leave. I came down on the train from Edinburgh. Got the early train.
Yeah.
Perfectly reasonable time it would have got me here. It terminated at Newcastle due to a fault. They put me on another train to Doncaster where I had to get off that and then get on another train.
Oh, no.
And so that's what happened.
It's like Mean Time with John Cleese.
Yeah.
Is that what it was called?
Clockwise.
Clockwise, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that. It was like, I was like,
Meantime was actually a really bleak film by Mike Lee with Gary Oldman and Tim Rothin, set on an estate where they were skinheads. It was
There were no
train lulls in it at all.
I'm like Jeremy Corbyn, though, technically. I was on a Virgin train complaining about it, but whereas he's apparently like made stuff up about seats being full, my story is true.
George Galloway Talk Radio tweeted the picture of Jeremy Corbyn walking past empty seats on a train. And George Galloway, who's always one with a really zingy quip at moments.
He's the mother of all zingy quips.
He is. He loves a zinger. And he's got a good way of making light of even the darkest situations. He responded to Talk Radio's tweet simply with, "That is a lie." So anyway, we've called him up and asked him to come on the show and explain why. So hopefully he'll be joining us later to explain why that and several other things are lies.
Yes. Do warn him, by the way, not after today's Nick Grimshaw news.
Oh, well, he's crashed his car, yeah.
Because of a cat, just to warn Galloway not to lap milk off the lap of an actress, like he did that time in the Celebrity Big Brother house, lest Nick Grimshaw run into him.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But the good thing about Grimshaw is that he wouldn't run into him, because most, I don't know, most breakfast show hosts that I know, certainly our own, Paul Ross,
yeah.
I mean, it's the big job on a station. They're That's very right. arrogant.
Yeah.
Most of them are multi-millionaires.
Correct.
And they drive around in their big cars. If they see a cat...
Yeah.
They're kind of like, ha, bad luck, cat.
Yeah.
I haven't got time on my way to an important appointment. I'm going to crush you. I mean, Paul Ross would crush a cat.
He would
without even skipping a beat.
Any animal would be crushed by
Especially
Ross.
A
and
dog.
Look at all the others. John Humphreys.
He likes
what,
dogs.
What do you think John Humphreys would do if he was if he encountered a cat on his way in to the BBC in the morning? He would squash it and laugh. He'd roar with laughter.
He would smear his bare torso with the blood of that cat.
He would. Who else have we got? Keaveney. On BBC Six Music.
Yeah, I've seen him kill a cat.
He'd get out and bash the cat. It wouldn't be enough for him to just run it over. He'd want to actually have physical contact.
He would
with
get
the cat.
Out and bash the cat with some vinyl.
Yeah, he would. And as for the Theakston and Baby Spice do Heart FM breakfast.
Yeah, they certainly
I
do.
Wouldn't like to think what those two would do were given access to
Have you ever
to
seen
a
the
cat.
Film The Hitcher?
Yeah.
Right? Where Rutger Hauer ties someone between two trucks. But then drive in opposite directions with the inevitable consequences.
Yeah.
Well, Theakston and Bunton, because I used to work in that building.
Right.
I saw them once on separate swivel chairs.
Right.
Back to back. Tie a cat in between the casters of the two.
It's disgusting.
And literally stretch it apart. Jamie Theakston and Emma Bunton did that.
They're disgusting, but this is what breakfast show gigs will do to you.
Okay.
They'll make you psychopathic.
Yep.
We're talking about psychopaths today, funnily enough,
good
because
link.
There's it is a good link, and it's this research that suggests that both Trump and Clinton have ruthless traits similar to those associated with psychopaths.
Yes,
you all have read John Ronson's seminal, The Psychopath Test.
Yeah.
So apparently he complies to those. What is it? 18 or 19 characteristics that you're supposed to have.
Yeah.
All of which every breakfast show host on UK radio has
without a doubt.
And now, but it's kind of okay if they're just if these people are safe in radio studios for most of the day, and they're just presenting radio shows. That's fine. But if they wanna rule the country, the most powerful country in the world, then you might have trouble. So we're speaking to a psychiatrist about this earlier in the show, and obviously I'll be doing the psychopath test on various people. We wanted to do it, Julia Hartley Brewer, she's on holiday. She's the perfect person.
But all know that.
Paul Ross, we know, psychopath, because he's a breakfast show host. Julia Hartley Brewer would be fascinating. Yeah. I tell you what, you guys will be interested in, and I'm very interested in, Victoria Bourne.
Good, do it.
I think it'll be fascinating to see the results. So we will be doing a series of psychological tests on Victoria Bourne throughout the show.
Good work. Sam Delaney with you next. We're back tomorrow on this radio, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.